completely honest
no,
with you?
No, please do.
I don't even want to hear your story.
I
right
will
now.
Give you my phone. I promise you.
Give it to
you.
Me right now.
I promise.
Give it to
you.
Me.
I promise.
Okay,
you.
Give it to me.
Rocky's going straight to the pictures.
No.
Yeah, I don't trust Rocky in my phone.
No, no. I'm gonna go straight to your DM fast and see what DM. I just want to see one DM. I'll pick a random DM out right now and read it. No, don't go through. Just give me your Instagram. I'm gonna go through your DMs real quick. Because she's fucking full of it right now.
I promise you, nobody
shit,
asked me on
man,
date.
You're full of shit. Are you, look at now. She didn't give me her phone.
That's weird.
Yeah, she didn't give me her
weird.
Phone. She tried to be a sweet angel on the pocket, and she failed.
Little piruja. You know what?
You want to know why? Because
why
I don't trust you.
Why are you yelling on the mic?
I'm talking into the mic. I don't trust you. I feel like you're gonna go on my DMs and start reading stuff. Like there's just stuff in there.
I
like,
promise.
Friends.
I promise.
I
promise. I want to see one DM. I'm gonna click on it and read it.
Street scars.
Street scholars, season 3. Real people.
Real stories.
Real topics.
And stupid conversation.
Street scholars.
Man, we're talking about dating.
We're talking about life.
Shit, and sometimes we're talking about nothing at all.
Street scholars.
Street scholars.
You're about to listen to episode 6. We had a guest. She didn't show up. She's probably jerking off somewhere. So we had a freestyle this show.
We're going to take you through a roller coaster of emotions and topics. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day.
So buckle up because it's going to be a bumpy ass motherfucking ride.
We're talking about cheating.
Talking
trust
about
issues.
Dates.
We fighting with Am.
Nava want to talk about communication because he missed last episode.
Because he didn't listen to our last episode.
I hate you idiots.
He's like, I got a good idea. Let's talk about communication. Fucking moron.
All right, guys. Sit back
it's
and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the show.
Bye.
It's hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
It's introduction. Bye.
God damn, Am. You look fine as fuck today. She's cold though, huh, Rocky?
I'm gonna make a change.
Alan, what are you talking about?
For once in my life.
And put a bra on, please. You're distracting
it's
me.
It's gonna feel real good.
Shut up.
Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it
Rocky,
right.
Rocky, we don't want to hear you sing. And put a bra on.
Turn
shut up.
The collar on. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. And it feels
go ahead,
in
they're
the street. Got enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? As someone is forgotten,
a broken bottle
top and a one man soul. They follow each other and when you
so,
know.
So this is our Friday night,
all
huh?
Right.
You got no way yeah. To go. Come on, Novel.
I'm looking in the mirror.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. If you want to do the world,
blah, 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 blah.
If you want to make the world a better place.
Wow, okay, woo! Guys. Round of applause for you two.
I know,
more
round
Rocky,
of applause to Rocky.
Jesus.
I was in the zone.
Michael Jackson is turning in his grave right now.
I was in the zone.
Yeah.
And
he's doing that right now.
I heard you saying something about Am's boobs or something.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
I didn't say nothing
anyway.
About it. I just asked her if she was cold and put a bra on.
Oh, my God.
You could put a bra on, though, honestly. I mean, we're not on YouTube, so it's kind of
so she puts
good.
Her hair over it. What the fuck? Anyways, you need to stop doing those songs because we're getting big. We're kind of a big deal now, and I don't want to get sued.
We're kind of a big deal.
We are kind of a big deal. Yeah. We are kind of a big deal. Yeah, so I heard somebody tell us that we can't do those songs anymore because we need copyrights and blah, blah, blah.
Or they're going to sue us.
And we're getting bigger.
Or they're going to sue us. So
who
I
owns
guess,
Michael Jackson now? Do you know? Because they're going to sue us.
I think Janet Jackson.
You guys, I think we should just stop putting that negative energy out there, and it could be our last song.
Novel brought really negative energy. He wasn't here last week, and he was on a bad date, and now he's bringing that bad energy over here.
Okay.
All right. So how was your guys' weekend?
I had my lovely Ethan. Okay. So it was Super Bowl weekend. I didn't want to go. Usually I go to Vegas every year, or I go to a club, and I'm watching my son.
For Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You go to a club for Super Bowl?
Well, like last year when the Sammy Sam to a club, we watch it there, you know. There's a lot of clubs have the games there. So you just party. Oh. So anyways, I just watched with my son and my whole family. We had like a thing at the house. It was kind of cool. It was a good game. It was a really good game.
So. How many dates you go on this week?
Oh, novel. None, because I had my son on the weekend. did I go on any dates?
Well, you ain't fucking that night?
You did. I don't know. I saw on your Instagram you went on a date with you and a girl were holding hands.
Oh, he erased that shit.
I deleted
quick.
That. You seen that?
Yes, I seen that.
I deleted that. What the
you
heck?
Did?
Yeah, I deleted that.
Oh, I seen it.
You seen well, it was all over your.
It was that it was that same girl Steph, the one I drove to West, the cheat code.
Okay.
So she said, "Hey, I'm in your area. Let's meet up for lunch." So she picked me up for my work.
Every chick that dates Rocky is the cheat code now. Like
wait,
everyone listens
then,
to the fucking
wait,
show.
You didn't only post. You didn't only post holding hands. You also post on a date in the car.
A date in the car.
Oh, that was that was like
that was a different girl.
Oh.
No, that wasn't a date. It's some girl, like, and she smokes, I smoke. She's a woman, go smoke you out. I said, yeah, sure, why not?
You posted it on Instagram, too. I seen it.
It was funny, because, like, it wasn't a date. She came over, and I went into her car, and she blazed me out.
And that was Ooh. It.
And she had a blanket. It was cold in her car, and she had a blanket, so I used a blanket.
Oh, you're just being silly.
But we didn't hook up. She was just she's like a friend. It's like you come in my house, kind of.
No rub and tug under the blanket?
No novel. I mean, fuck.
No flicking the bean under the blanket? What the fuck? What you just get high and just... Does she have a moonroof at least so you can look at the stars?
So that wasn't a date.
I'm not... I'm just asking.
That wasn't a date. I got a cool date coming up this week. I'm kind of excited about.
How's it going to go? Oh, you went on a little friend date with...
You are not going to say her name on this podcast.
No, hell no. I'm not saying names. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm trying to think of a...
So yeah, so
fucking Am, it's all mad.
It was Super Bowl. What'd you do? Did you do anything?
Way
for
to
Super Bowl?
Change the subject, Am.
She's good. I didn't do nothing. You know what?
Put your shirt down.
So my son for Christmas. I mean, 2 years ago, I bought my son like a $500 remote control car, a truck. He never used it once. He had it in his room, and he says it's for display, for show only. I go fool.
$500 for this.
I go fool. I go bring your. Because I want it now. Like, you're going to play with it. I'm going to play with it.
Right.
Like, so I got it. Obviously, he lost a charger, whatever. So I had to buy a charger. And then so me, him, and my little nephews go to the park all pumped up. Like, it was working. It charged all the way. So we go to the park. And I guess I crashed into a tree really quick, and it broke.
Oh, my God.
But it's an easy fix. I gotta fix it.
So it would have done better if it just would have stayed in its on display.
First of all, it goes like 50 miles per hour.
Dang.
That's too fast for a remote control car.
Right.
So when I was doing it, I go, there's no way these kids, because my kids, like my son's 9. He could maybe use it. But my other nephew's like a 5-year-old, 3-year-old. Like, no way they could use it. It's too fast. Like, you know what I mean? So I was so anyways, that was that. And what did you do for Super Bowl on the weekend?
Let me think. Wait, we recorded on Saturday or Friday?
It was Friday.
Was it Friday?
Yeah,
it was Friday. This is the third Friday we're doing in a row. Thanks, novel.
Because y'all left me hanging for an hour outside your house.
We had to go by.
That's why I wasn't here to record.
No, it was Saturday.
It was Saturday.
That was a Saturday.
We checked the time. It was 30 minutes. Thank you. Yes, it was. We checked the time.
I was here at 3:50. I left at 3:40. That was 50 minutes I was here.
No.
Chilling.
Oh,
Rock, did you get your nuts that I left you in?
I did. I didn't eat them. My dad ate them.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, back to my weekend.
Anyways.
So we recorded.
So now y'all know why I wasn't on last episode.
No, that's not true. That is not true. We worked around your schedule. Thank you.
I had a family funeral to go to. But.
Y'all hit me, Am, if you want. Go ahead.
Anyways.
Yeah, come on, Am.
You're on her back.
Go ahead.
Anyways, so Saturday, and then I didn't do anything Saturday night. And then for Super Bowl was actually really fun. We had fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
What'd
you do?
It was so fun.
You guys hate each other right now. Oh, man. First, I don't want to say
No, what did we do?
I
went to go watch the Super Bowl. We went to Gus's house.
Pretty
everyone
sure
was there with like Steph,
care,
T. It was fun, Super Bowl. And then after we went to Angie's gig, she
the Green Door.
Yeah, at the Green Room.
Oh, whatever.
And it was super fun because it was literally like it was just us there, and she was playing dope music. We were just dancing. It was a good time.
So like you're just
really
in the room
fun.
Next door to us right now.
Uh huh.
So it was like you guys were just in the DJ room since it was just you guys there.
No, like it was a bunch of people there. Like, but it was all friends, so it was fun.
She don't make sense.
How? All my friends were there. It was just a bunch of friends, like just my us, our group of friends there having fun.
Are you guys going to fight the whole fucking episode? This is getting weird.
Did Novel just come here to fight?
I don't know, because you've been in a bad mood already with Novel.
Yeah.
Because he's late.
Because you're late.
I don't give a fuck.
Novel,
what did you do this weekend?
I watched the game. I won some money. Hung out with my kids. That's it.
See, that's what I said last week when I pretended I was Novel, remember?
Yeah. Put on your Novel voice.
Hey, what's up on this Novel? No, I sound like Theo for 92.3, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Theo. 923. You know what Theo is or no?
Yes,
no.
I know who
people,
Theo is.
People, if you're listening to the podcast and you know what Theo is for 92.3, that means your ass is old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, remember the Baker Boys? Baker Boys. Baker Boys. I go, one for the money, two. Whatever the fuck. I'm going to get sued for that now. Jeez.
Yeah, you're going to get sued all around Michael Jackson.
So anyways, our weekend was pretty good. I didn't really go on any dates. Just that one. Lunch date, I think. Mm-hmm. That relationship didn't
last very too long.
It wasn't a relationship because we had a communication from the get go.
What they always just going on?
Not that one.
I'm surprised you can get their names
but
like
she
intact.
Does that
like, how do you not like? How do you remember each girl's name? Like, or do you just like babe?
It is not that
love.
It,
like, what's that girl?
You're
like,
being dramatic.
How you doing? You know,
actually,
Stephanie,
Rocky
Monica,
hasn't been dating a lot
thank
lately.
Thank you, Am.
He really
thank
hasn't.
You. And if you would be my friend again, you would know about my dates.
Have
Novel.
You been on any dates lately?
Yeah,
Novel?
Novel. Do you go to the other side of the restaurant by yourself?
No, you guys ruined all that for me.
Why? What happened?
One.
What?
We ruined it?
We ruined it. It was my birthday, not hers.
No, I'm not even talking about that day.
Oh, there's another date.
No, I'm saying you. My God.
Oh, look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Aside from that, has there been any dates?
No. Oh. I don't date. I ain't got time to date. And you just hear? Go on. Go on with your stupid stories. Go on, Am. What other green room were you dancing at?
So this girl. I hate you guys right now, dude. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Dude, this is, I count you fucking guys right now. Look at, I'm
trying. We're all on fucking energy drinks right now. I didn't have a
you
coffee
guys
today.
Really know.
I went to Tierra Mira. We're
all drinking monsters.
Yeah. Here you go. Go ahead. Tell us. You're on a fucking date. Go.
I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Jesus. You're
fucking me. And.
I haven't been on any dates, so.
Sure. Shut your motherfucking.
Wow.
Beautiful face up.
I promise you.
Before I kiss you in
why
your
is your hand up like you're at court?
Because I promise you, I literally have like not been on. I have not been on any dates. I promise you. I showed you my mom's message from.
Is it,
I literally haven't.
Is it because your DMs and your texts, your phone's dry, are because you're telling everybody no?
She's telling everyone no.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, don't even make that fucking face.
No.
Look at her she's
face.
Done.
Can I be completely honest?
No,
please do.
No. I don't even want to hear your story
I
right
will
now.
Give you my phone. I promise you.
Give it to
you.
Me right now.
I promise
give it
you.
To me.
I promise
okay,
you.
Okay, give it to me.
Rocky's going straight to the pictures.
No.
Yeah, I don't trust Rocky in my phone.
No. I'm gonna go straight to her DM fast and see what DM. I just want to see one DM. I'll pick a random DM out right now and read it. Okay. You can't do...
I'm not gonna.
No, don't go through. Just give me your Instagram. I'm gonna go through your DMs real quick.
This is getting interesting.
Is it getting because she's fucking full of it right now.
I promise
full
you, nobody asked
shit,
me on dates.
You're full of shit.
Look at now. She didn't give me her phone.
That's weird.
Yeah, she didn't give me her
weird,
phone. She tried to be a sweet angel on the pocket, and she
you
failed.
Little piruja. Do you know what
you
that
want
means?
To know why? Because
why
I don't trust you.
Why are you yelling on the mic?
I'm not yelling. I'm talking into the mic. I don't trust you. I feel like you're going to go in my DMs and start reading stuff. Like, there's just stuff in there.
I
like,
promise.
Friends.
I promise.
I don't trust you.
I promise. I want to see one DM. I'm going to click on it and read it. That's it.
Stop. Anyways,
quotation mark.
People listen. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
People listen thank to this you. Podcast, so I can't lie. I can't lie. So easy for someone to be like, oh, I asked her on a date. Nobody asks me on dates, I promise you.
We're not going to believe you no more.
Yeah, don't believe me.
We're not going to believe you.
It's not. I can care less if you believe me or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know
good.
The truth.
That's keep that energy.
Keep that negative energy over there. Yeah.
I would love to go on a date. I just haven't.
Well, let's go.
I'm just
the
saying,
fuck you waiting for?
No, Novel.
Pack your shit. Let's go.
No, because you're gonna be late for the date. It's gonna be all bad.
I'm not opposed.
And then
to
you're
gonna
go sit on the other side of the restaurant.
To going on dates.
Like,
I just
know?
Haven't been on one.
All right, one. We are on the other side of the restaurant because that was the closest fucking table to you guys.
Oh, Amos, is he lying right now about the closest table?
Was that, the whole section.
I'm
I don't want to be at the end of the whole fucking section, just me and her eating right there on the fucking table by ourselves.
Are you guys still talking?
No.
That was it?
What are you talking about? Talking.
Like, are you guys still, like, texting each other or DMing?
Wait. And another thing. Oh, my God. Here we go. Yes. I'm going to clear some shit up on this fucking podcast. Look at this fucking... You conniving motherfucking idiots, both you guys.
Did you even kiss her?
No, I don't kiss.
Why are we conniving? I was having your back. I said you weren't on a date.
You were mad at me the whole time.
Who, ma'am was?
I was not mad at you.
Yes, you were.
She didn't even give me a hug.
You were low-key jealous. Let's be honest.
First of all, I would not be. I'm not jealous of anybody, and I was not. Why are you guys playing me like that? I was not mad. What the heck? You guys are stupid.
Did you?
You guys are trying to make it entertaining for the podcast.
Amherst. No, not at all. Did you or not? Did you or not DM him? Not DM, but on a group text, asked him to go with you on the for like a date.
Because you told me to. If you want to be honest,
he
told me to message you because he knew you were going on a date. So he was like, "See what
Rocky
he'll say."
Rocky will stir up that's, anything.
Yes. So why that's
you
so
love
true.
The stir up
Do
shit.
Not try and play me.
Why would you tell me for what the fuck?
Because you're not gonna try and play me and make
stop
me look
please.
Like that.
Stop saying please. Stop saying play. For peace.
I'm done with that.
I'm just saying. It was you.
Anyways.
You love the drama.
It's for the ratings.
It's for the ratings. We can't. Rocky Secrets. We can't tell him everything.
All right. So anyway.
I need to stop. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you need to stop.
I need to stop because look at. There's some girl I hit up. We're just, you text or DMing back and forth, blah, blah, blah. I got to the point where maybe hang out and she's all like. Well, I listen to all your podcasts. I go, oh,
and you're kind of a hoe. Did you say that?
No, she didn't Aww. Say that, you silly Sally.
I don't know.
So either it's a good thing that I don't know this many people listen to it, first of all.
Thank you guys again. I know we started off other podcasts thanking you, so thank you guys for listening. Our views are wonderful. We love you guys. Go ahead, Rock.
Oh, guess what? We're getting paid off each episode now because our views are up there, so we get paid for it now. Sure, it's kind of cool.
The people that
I'm not
going to
tell you what we get paid.
No
Cops going to pocket the money. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I should have told you we get paid for it now.
Shady.
Shady ass fuck. Yeah, we get paid. So anyway. It's like a good thing and a bad thing. Like, good thing is, like, I don't feel comfortable even DMing anybody anymore because, like, oh, you know what I mean? Just weird to do that now. And then, like, especially if they're a listener, like, you can't cross that line, it seems like, a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, of course you can. What are you talking about? You're fucking open as fuck. You're open.
You're,
why wouldn't you not be able
to
cross the line? You're open as shit. Cross the fucking line every time. Just jump in it. Hula hoop.
So I got a cool day coming up this week.
Okay.
And I'm going to go downtown LA. And she lives like...
When is it? This weekend?
Like Tuesday.
Oh, so after this episode will
we're
be
gonna go to We're going to go to downtown LA.
Are you gonna ice skate?
She lives in Long Beach. So she goes, you know what? I'll meet you halfway. And I'm not saying, she goes, I'm not just saying that because I listen to a podcast. Like, I'm like, you know, like the 80-20, 50-50, and all that bullshit. So it's kind of
cheat
cool.
codes.
That's what I said. I go, yeah, the cheat code.
Cheat codes.
You know what sucks? One of my best friends named Amber says I play the victim all the time.
See what I mean? You just be saying shit. This is like something for Amber to say on air. Not for you to say it about yourself. You see,
but
he'd just be blurting out shit. He just let everything out the bag.
But don't you feel like he always has to be the victim of everything?
Here she goes. I just want to stir her up a little bit.
Yeah,
I just want to stir
Rocky.
Up. Yeah, hi guys.
That's how
I'm the victim.
Gosh.
And now guess what? Guess what? Since he brought it up this time before your ass brought it up, now he's really the victim. Now he's the real fucking victim.
I just like the DM. Say, you know what? You deserve somebody good. Like, you know, you don't deserve these girls. It's just
you
good.
Don't deserve these hoes out here.
Right?
I'm going to be the bitch for you.
See?
The right one.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know.
It's like down south. Dumbass like something. Chick. Trailer park.
So.
Dumbass girls.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know. I was just going to say. We're like, just let's just move
we're just
forward.
So we had a guest. No, this guest was one of Rocky's friends.
And she didn't
and
show
she
up.
And she couldn't show. She couldn't find a babysitter. She busted a novel, I guess. And she couldn't show up. But this story is out of control, and we're going to get her in the near future. We need her on this.
I don't even want her on anymore.
No, that's bullshit. We're getting her on. That's a fucking great show. What are you talking
about? And the
about?
Reason why Nava wants her on, because we're talking about the massage girl, the masseuse, the happy ending girl.
Did you tell them that story?
Hey, my voice sounded kind of cool when I said the happy ending girl.
Yeah, you're sexy. Did you tell the listeners the story, though? Because they're not going to understand.
Did you not listen last episode?
We talked about it last episode.
Wow, okay. Novel. You don't listen to our own podcast?
Yeah, listen, I skimmed through it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I listened like 10 times. So does Amaris.
So last podcast we talked about it, and then we talked about people judging us because we had a fun Sunday and we got judged.
By the people that.
No, just by everybody. Because
why?
Because God forbid we have a mimosa and go to church. That is frowned upon.
Well, there's Catholic churches that serve wine. What the fuck?
Right? The thing is we weren't even drunk when we went there. We had mimosas earlier, like at 11, and then we had church at 7. So it's like, I'm sorry, we're living.
Wait, so y'all went out, y'all drank, and then went to church? Yeah, y'all still made it to church after going out in the day? And people want to judge on
we
that shit?
We were just having, we literally were just having
who
a
want it?
Sunday.
Like, show up in my motherfucking on. DMs today, Monday or Tuesday, mm-hmm. and let's talk about this shit. We y'all come at Novel Tattoos, let's talk about this shit. Because I'm about to put all y'all motherfuckers on blast if y'all
judging
applauded. That shit.
We should be getting applauded for still making a church.
Y'all, exactly. y'all made it to church. Y'all still mm-hmm. went to church. Y'all still praised God. Y'all still prayed.
Thank you, Novel.
And y'all getting judged Novel. Over that shit? Bet right. you these motherfuckers don't even go to church. Or if they go to church, they doing the same shit. Once they leave the motherfucking... I'm done. I'm done with people. This week, I'm done with people.
I want a shirt to say people suck.
Yeah. And wear that shit to church, too.
No, I can't do that.
I will then.
I feel like I have a new voice going on right now.
Yeah, I like
do.
That.
It's real deep.
You're like, oh, you like it deep? Okay. Do you like it deep?
Look at her.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Booty and the Beast.
I feel like we've been getting a little Booty and the Beast action here
I
and
feel
there.
Like we're all... energy drink the fuck out right now. We're just rambling about nothing.
That's
really.
Fine. That's fine. We good.
Okay. So this oh.
Wait, what else? I feel like snapping on listeners now.
I just want to
snap on these motherfuckers.
No, hold on. No, let me tell this.
Because I still got some snapping in to do on you guys. I'm just going to have it come in and out throughout the damn show. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So this is a weird story, by the way. Super weird. So all this week, I've been getting some DMs by some gay guys, different gay people hitting me up. Hey, what's up? Like, what's up, Poppy? And all, like, weird shit. So I'll read it. Like, what the fuck is going on? So I you know, if you read it, you could, like, unread it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to even fucking know I open that shit.
Oh,
up.
You could unread stuff?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I always do that.
How do you do that?
It just says you swipe and you go unread. So, like, you read it and then you go back unread. So they don't ever know you even read it. It's fucking genius.
Dang.
Yeah. So anyways, I go, who are, like, different people hitting me up. Hey, mm-hmm. whatever. So some guy hits me up on my comments, like, you know, pictures from like 56 weeks ago or some shit.
Wait, hold on. Somebody has a fake profile of you.
Well, let me tell you the story. So then this guy hits me up, like something a guy would do, like a thirsty guy would do to a chick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he's all, hey, what's up? He's all, check your DMs. Uh-huh. I go, what? Like, what? And there's like, there's a few guys hitting me up. I'm going, what? I know I'm not putting no fucking gay vibe out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on. This
yeah,
is
you go on a
weird.
Date with a chick every fucking day.
Thank you. So finally some fool hits me up and he messaged me a picture of myself. Uh-huh. And he goes.
Which picture is it?
It's a cute picture.
Like a sexy
man.
Rock pic?
It's a good picture. So he goes, hey, is this you? And I go, yeah, that's me. He goes, this is you? I go, yeah. He's like, oh, what's up, man? Like, what are you up to? Like, started conversating with me. I was like, why is this guy conversing? Like, I don't understand. And I go, what do you mean, bro? Like what do you like? I don't know. He's all.
It was weird.
He's all, click on the pitch. Have you clicked on a picture? I go, no, because if you don't click on a picture, like, you don't see the whole picture, you know?
Right.
So I click on the picture. He tells me to. It's a fucking picture of me, bio grinder.
Bio what?
Like, it's a bio of me. Like, it's my default picture for Grindr, which is a
which gay is a
app.
Gay, what's a gay dating app?
It's a gay dating app, bro. This is not.
What?
Yeah, real funny fucking Amaris. So I go, no, that's fucking not. Oh, God.
Oh.
So. Fool. So I go. Wait, I go. Why is this fool talking?
Hey, he's kind of a big deal.
Hey,
on all sides of the margin.
Of all fake profiles, it has to be Grindr.
Listen, man. Right? So listen.
So wait, Grindr's for guys and girls, or for guys?
Like, for gay men, they go like Grindr. I think I don't know. I don't know how
I don't
these
know,
dating
bro.
Sites work. I just
so
know.
So I told this fool. I told this fool. I go, hell no, that's not me. What the fuck? He's all, that's not you. I go, no, it's not me. He goes, oh my bad. He's all, I'll report it and say it's not. You, I go, please do, like, please take me off the.
No wonder,
bro,
why,
like,
you're getting hit
I
up
always,
by guys left.
Yes,
and right.
That's why, because I guess my name on there is probably Rocky Nash and picture of me. So go, let me check his Instagram out. You know,
so you're, so So wait, Rocky just sent me a picture of me on fucking Tinder. Yes.
No, it wasn't Tinder. It was on Bumblebee or something.
So you
Bumble or Tinder?
I don't, it was Bumble, I think, or whatever it's called.
So you sent that to me.
No, some and then, girl like, sent it to me.
Some other, like two other people sent me that. Some chick, like, is this you?
Yeah, some chick.
I'm like, that's not fucking me. Well, some that's me on the picture, but
some chick sent to me. Go, hey, your boy Novel has fucking Bumble. I guess I go, what is Bumble? It's a dating app, whatever the fuck.
Oh,
like,
right.
I had to find out where Grindr was too. I didn't fucking feel like what the fuck, dude. So I go, fucking Novel guys, Bumble. I go, is that like a Tinder? What is that, Novel? That's not you, right?
I don't know.
It's not you.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
so,
like, what the fuck?
I always thought it was cool. Like, I go, man, like, could people get fake apps? Like, I mean, fake profile? Go,
yeah.
You're kind of a big deal when people do that for you. Like,
I hate when
I know Steph does that.
But somebody's done that to me, a few people. And I hate it, though, because I'll see literally, like they'll have pictures of my niece and nephews on there.
Oh, that's
like,
weird.
And I'm just like, that's disrespectful. You crossed the boundary. They people have said I was a stripper. Like, they've made, fake profiles of saying that.
No bra on.
And at first, I'm like, whatever, I don't care. But the fact that they started adding in my family photos,
that's
like,
weird.
My dad, when I was at the cemetery, like, that's rude. Like, that's weird. And they crossed the line.
So, so if you're a listener and you're doing this shit, stop that shit. Or if you're going to do it, just put our pictures of us, not kids.
And not a Grindr. Like, can I get, like, at least on Tinder or some shit? Harmony or something.
Christian Mingle?
Something, fucking it. Meetblack.com or something. Like,
Meet Black?
Is that what it is?
M-E-A-T, meetblack.com?
Is it like a black, do the black dating app, right? Meet Black something.
I don't know.
Black date. Whatever, you're the black. I know the.
You need to pay attention to the way I spelled meat, right?
I heard you say meat. It's disgusting. And there's like for white people, isn't it like farmers or something?
I don't know. There's like,
why would it be white people? You don't think black people and brown people and Asian people farm either?
No, but there are websites for every single race.
I didn't make the app up, motherfucker. I'm just saying.
There are for each race.
So everybody check it out. Check it out, everybody. I don't fucking have a Grindr. Do not go on my DMs. So all those people, like, not to be a dick, but they all got blocked.
Have you any? Did you get any?
Ooh, you know what?
Did you get any pee-pee pics?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good.
Wait.
No, that's good.
I have
that
idea.
You did it.
I have an idea.
I said that's good that they didn't. Like, that's that would
shut
be.
Shut up, Am. I have an idea for us three.
Oh, you guys, we are should. Today. No,
you. All right. Since you haven't gone on dates, I don't go on dates. Rocky goes on a million dates.
Don't say that.
We should all get a profile. You should make a profile for Am. Am should make one for me, and I'll make one for you.
You'll do a good one to me, so I trust you.
So we'll do it like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll all set it up with a blind date. We should do that.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Why?
We'll get a circle jerk. Pretty much.
I would never.
No. How dope would that be to be on a blind date with each other at the same place?
You guys find my body chopped up in a million different pieces in a trash can, and then what happens to me?
You're going to be with us at the same exact place. We're all going to have the blind date at the same place.
It's going to be a triple date, but we're all with somebody that we all hooked each other up with.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
How
like
dope
it.
Would that be?
Oh, Novel.
No, I don't like
Novel
it.
With the golden
how
idea.
How about this?
I don't like
how about
it.
That? We don't get asked, but like, you find one on Instagram for me. I'll find one on Instagram for Am, and she'll find one for you.
So we're going to find each other.
Look, a blind date.
So if you're listening out there.
No kissing, no holding, none of that bullshit. Just having
good
a
times.
Conversation.
Good
just
times.
Just having a good time.
A
with,
good time.
Like, just hanging
out. I
like
out. That Novel.
That'd be dope, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You don't have to do nothing after the first day, the blind date. It's just
we're all
going to
we're all gonna hang out together. It's going to be
all
fun.
We're all going
to
hang out.
It's
going to be cool.
We'll all be in the same place, though.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings, Yard House, wherever the fuck.
Yard House, yeah.
Oh, that's what that girl told me. So the girl, that was what take out
your dad. Every time I see him, Yard House. He thinks I'm the Yard House.
My dad thinks you're the Yard House guy.
Mr. Nash, I'm not the damn Yard House.
He's not Mr. Nash. That's my middle name, dumbass.
Sorry, no guys. Shit.
Navarrete. It's Navarrete.
Navarrete. Mr. Navarrete. I'm not the fucking.
So that girl tells me, are you going to take me to the Yard House? we're going to Yard House in LA Live anyway. So yeah, it's stupid. Whatever.
Wait, are you guys going to go ice skating though?
I'm really good at ice. I'm not really good at ice skating. My sister was a good figure skater, so I used to go with her, and I used to skate.
I want to see The Rock skate.
The Rock's. I don't think The Rock can do. You know what? I couldn't even roller skate good like when I went like a month ago.
Roller skating and ice skating is two different things.
Real fast before we go to our sponsor, what is this episode even about? We are prepping for our guest. It was a massage girl with the happy ending girl.
Right.
It was her. So we had our outline, we had our notes, we had everything going. She canceled like within 2 hours or something.
Literally,
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
some bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of that conversation because we've been getting a lot of DMs lately of people saying like, "I love how you guys make it seem like we're just one of the homies. Like we're all just sitting on the couch, chilling, having a conversation about like the weekend."
Yeah.
I feel like we're just having a little circle conversation.
Well, maybe they're in the car right now.
A circle jerk.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, yeah.
That's when you get in a circle, everybody like,
oh my Rocky.
Tell that motherfucker to move out the way. Honk, 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 honk. If you're in the car right now, fuck that fool on the side of you.
Anyway, so I want to go to commercial break and want to come back and talk about
who the fuck knows.
Just now, we got some stuff to talk about. We got some, I don't know. We'll be right back.
Invisible Armor. Come and check out the biggest vintage cell phone collection in the West Coast. With over 600 cell phones in a museum, it'll be hard not to find your first phone. Stop by 5 store locations in Orange County.
All right, guys. So just so you guys know, we do have a few guests already lined up for the next couple weeks. So next week, we are going to have DJ Angie V. Woo! And that's going to be our little Valentine's Day.
That's my WCW topic. Right there.
Rocky's in love with Angie.
Everybody's in love with Angie.
I know, but you just...
You want to marry her.
Dude, if she would just give me one chance.
But you don't have a vagina, so...
Wah, wah, wah.
Probably not going to happen. And then the following week after that, we are going to have Steph Lover.
Big better.
Steph.
Yeah.
Better so treat.
What are you saying, novel?
Well, I don't know.
But our topics are going to be more about like dating and kind of love. We're just kind of going in through the like February. Valentine's Day, February.
So with theme. Angie V, like when she comes on next, we want to talk about like, worst dates, best dates, blah blah.
It's what we want,
kind of cheesy Valentine-ish shit, yeah, like yeah. You know your exes. And
yeah, but this episode's gonna be the one for the week of Valentine, so we should start it off now talking about some shit.
That's a good idea, Noah.
Because Valentine's gonna be over by the time the next episode's out.
I guess you're right, huh?
I'm always right.
I haven't went on a Valentine's date in a while.
You know what? This is gonna be my second year with no Valentine.
Aww.
Thought about that too, but it's all good.
Listen, everybody, and I'm being serious right now.
He's so sincere.
Look at my sincere, serious. Look at my serious face.
You're very serious.
I'm serio right now.
If you're any more serious, you'd be a statue.
Hey, full serio, dog. Yeah, serio, serio. Speak. So listen, homie. Guys out there, with credit over 650 at least.
Let's do 710, bro. 650.
Yeah.
No, as long as you could buy a car. With, you know what I mean? It's
we're going to need
with
a big we need you to be APR. Responsible. Yeah, we need you to be responsible.
You're missing my whole point.
Oh. We don't even know what you're going to say.
I do. You have over a 650 credit score and you could buy this woman some flowers and some chocolates.
No one knows me. Go ahead.
Hit her up.
BML. Bang my line.
Yes.
Bang her line.
Bang her line.
You could bang.
BHL.
You could bang my line.
Bang my line.
Bang mine.
Oh, she was right. She looked like she was about to be pissed off, and then she comes out with that. Anyways, so, hit her up in the DM. Make sure you get like two dozen of roses. Don't be no cheap ass. Get 2 dozen roses. Get some chocolate.
Actually, my favorite flowers are stargazer lilies.
Get her some stargazer lilies.
Mm. And 2 dozen. I don't really care for chocolate. I like Sour Patch Kids.
Get her some motherfucking donuts.
Like, ooh, yes. I love
that's
donuts.
That's the way to her heart.
That is
why
the way
don't
to my
you
heart.
Ask
how
her
you
out
that?
Right now online?
I know
online?
Everything about this lady.
Stop.
Oh, we're not online.
I did my homework.
I do love donuts, though. There's,
I know.
I want a donut.
You like
so
glazed
bad.
Donuts?
An apple fritter.
I want to glaze that ass, girl.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
Welcome back to Booty and the Beast.
Glaze that ass and throw some sprinkles on that bitch.
Sprinkles?
Yeah.
Novel.
Yeah. Didn't you see your donuts? They had sprinkles on them.
Do you have a date for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I figured like you can't take a like.
He has eight. He has eight dates ready. About breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I feel you can't take a date like a new girl, whatever, on Valentine's Day. It's kind of cheesy. It's kind of stupid. That's for like. That's for relationship stuff.
I agree. It is for relationships.
It's for relationships. I'm not in a relationship. So I'm as, and you know what? I hate going out Valentine's anyways. It's so stupid.
Angie's
going
to be DJing at the Novo. I think Nelly's performing his Country Grammar.
I don't know about.
Album. So we can go to that.
Me and Angie been talking more and more. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Is it getting serious?
It's getting pretty serious. Oh. Yeah, it's getting pretty serious.
I like
that. Like,
I like that line. Looks like you have a do-rag on right now, too.
What do you mean?
Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm looking at myself in a mirror right now. Like, what?
My God.
So, I mean, Angie, like, we're just cool. Like, you know, we talk, we text. Like, She says, "What's up?" I say, "Hey." And then that's 2 weeks later, we do the same thing.
2 weeks later.
It's kind of cool.
You guys talk on the phone.
Let me tell you something right now. If you see me walking around my boxers in the house, just mind your business. Mind your business.
Mind your business. That's all just mind your business.
Fresh Prince.
Hey, don't ask no questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so anyways, and if I see, if I'm in Rocky, Angie's room.
If you see me walking around in my underwear. Yes.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. That's all just mind your business.
Guy.
And then.
And, dude, you, Am, if you see me walking around in my underwear, you too. Mind your business.
Wait, why would you be in your underwear that she's here?
I don't know.
What? So anyways, I was all breathing all hard, all happy. Right? So listen.
You're manifesting your reality. But it's all good.
How appropriate is that? Like, you with Am, me and Ange. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Was that a queef? Fart noise?
I don't know why I did that noise. I need my soundboard. I need my soundboard. Why did I make that noise for?
And your hands just exploded.
The fart noise.
That was a whole ass aerial queef. Oh, remember the story?
Shut up. I kept under her podcast. We cried.
She said on the podcast, bro.
What'd she say? I didn't hear it.
She said like she was they're at a private party. Mm-hmm. And she was lap dancing some guy. And then that girl Bunny?
Yeah.
That girl Bunny was lap dancing a guy next to her. And then I guess she was twerking on a guy's face. And then all of a sudden went. So she queefs on the guy's face. Uh-huh. And Bunny looks at whole ass Ari go, "What the fuck? Like, did I just hear you queef?" Like, so that guy goes, "Hey, we're good. We're done with the party." So they kicked them out early. They ended the party early. Go, we didn't go to bed. It was a funny podcast,
it was
actually.
Funny. It was actually it was she said that. What episode she said is that this? Because so guys, she was dancing and she kept feeling his hands like spreading open her butt cheeks and she kept feeling the air go in and she was like, "Oh shit.
Something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen. Something's gonna." Guys, if you haven't heard Booty and the Beast, go listen to that one. It's funny. That one was really funny.
I did listen to that one. I just wanted you guys to hear the story.
Whole ass area was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Awesome.
Awesome?
Awesome.
Would you date something like whole ass area?
Date?
Yeah, like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No.
But you hook up with her?
No.
Then why are you saying awesome for? I don't understand what you're doing.
That's a cool ass story. Makes for a cool ass story. I like cool ass stories. It's a cool ass story.
I think she's amazing, so pretty.
She's beautiful.
Not only that, we had her on a podcast.
She's actually
one.
Really smart.
Yeah, she has a fucking degree.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. She's really smart.
She's smart. She's pretty. Mm-hmm. She's everything.
Rocky was in love with her at one time. Yeah.
Like I like the break room Fullerton Hoas Ariel. I don't think her Instagram was the Hoas Ariel. It was like bartender Ariel or something. It was like, I don't know. Like it was some shit like that. It was like 10K.
Break room area.
She's still awesome.
It was like 5K followers.
Anyway, we love that you. Story. Anyway, that story was hilarious.
Yeah. It was good. Now, well, speaking of, would you date a stripper? Seriously.
What is that?
What the fuck? That's not a soundboard.
Rocky, stop barking.
We're going to go to commercial right now and we'll be right back.
Why is Novel barking at Amaris right now for her? Because Amaris brings her stupid dog. Can I say stupid dog?
No.
Amaris brings her dog to the fucking table every time. It's dumb.
Would you?
No,
date
I
a
asked
stripper?
You. I asked you for we date a stripper. Be honest.
Honestly.
Yeah, of course.
Like you want my like Rocky truth or you want like my amorous truth? Which truth?
They're both really true. So
I never.
I hate her face right now. By the way,
she needs to relax with that face.
I saw that real quick. When I seen your face, I want to start saying Jerry, Jerry, because you made like a Jerry face, Springer. By the way.
Yeah, put that face.
Novel. Away. Since the show's about nothing, would you date a stripper? There's like a
Yeah, I would.
This episode called Truth or Dare.
Okay. Truth.
I'm doing you first.
All right.
That's what she said. Okay.
I would date one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you'll take her on a date, the whole Javier's thing and all
everything.
And you'll take her seriously?
Yes.
Nice.
Super serious. Take her on a date. Mm-hmm. I take her to the strip club. She make money. Come buy me a boat the next day. I don't know. We do some
good novel. Stuff. Yeah, that's good novel.
Yeah. Take her home to mama. Mama can meet her. Everything. Yeah, she'll meet daddy. Everybody. She can meet my kids. Any more questions? And would you date a stripper?
Ooh, good one.
would I date a stripper? Like yeah. A male stripper? Never in my life.
Look at her face.
She's such a liar.
I wouldn't. I don't think male strippers are attractive to me.
She wants that thunder down under.
I think women strippers are way more attractive than men strippers.
So would you date a female stripper?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't date me if I was a stripper?
No, absolutely not.
Cricket. awkward. It does work because you have your Speedos on right now.
I know. I have to put my pants back on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyways, Rocky, would you date a stripper?
I was engaged to a stripper.
Ooh.
We had our own place, and it was cool. And then one of my exes, I was for like 2 years, some other girl down the line, she was a stripper. She was from like Latin's Finest back in the days. I don't know if people remember that shit.
Yeah,
that
was the shit.
So
back in the
she
day.
Was a stripper. So I dated many strippers. I lived with strippers. Had a real relationship with them. Like I'll drop them off to work in the car and then go party or whatever. She's working.
Well, strippers are real people too.
Real people,
yeah,
real stories.
It's just their job. It's just hustle.
I mean,
hustle no. and blow.
Hustle and blow.
Sure.
No, so I have dated strippers in my time. I think I wouldn't date one anymore. That was more of my MySpace days.
No.
I would definitely wouldn't date a stripper right now. As far as having fun, going like dating one for hanging out and all that, absolutely. They're cool. They're humans.
They're human.
Like it's a different species.
Yeah. Like she's she came from a different planet. She just takes her clothes off and shakes her ass.
No,
but she's human.
I wouldn't now, not because like the profession, not because of that. I just think they have that stripper mentality now, and it's a different mentality.
It's a different than back in the day.
Like back those yeah. like the strippers, like they didn't brag about being stripping. They got their money. They did, you know,
they did this shit low key,
and then you know they weren't like, I'm a stripper. Like here's my Louis fucking bag. It wasn't like that. The chicks I dated, they just did that. That was their job. They didn't make money. But now like. People are like, that's that girls. These are girls' goals now. Like, I want to grow up to be a stripper and get my fake butt and my fake tits and my fucking skinny fucking waist and all the fake bullshit. You know, so I think they have a different mentality now. Yeah. So it's different. So it's not because of the profession. It's just because they're fucking mental.
Yeah. Shout out to the girls out there dancing, making their money, and yeah, man, if they want to change their body up if they want to change their body up with the money that they're making, that's cool.
That's fine.
But the girls that are coming out changing their bodies and then have a new attitude along with their new bodies, yep. thinking they all that, y'all need to sit the fuck down.
Damn.
Sit the fuck down, you dumb bitch. Like, you just bought your whole fucking body. I hate when bitches are like this.
You have to use the word bitch, you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to use the word bitch. This is my podcast, too.
Hell yeah.
Anyways.
But you have a girl sitting in front of you.
Okay. You dumb hoe. You dumb whore. You dumb hoochie. You dumb hood rat. Yes. Which word you want me to use? You dumb woman.
You
ignorant ass, dumb ass, bitch ass, stupid ass hoe.
A dumb woman sounds worse than a dumb bitch.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
a fucking dumb woman.
Yeah, you fucking. That sounds really
you
bad. Uneducated
you guys are so
woman.
Vulgar today.
You fucking dumb ass female.
Damn.
Anyways, you fucking. It just bugs me. You know
I
why?
Agree
because
with you. I
because
agree
we got
with you.
We got little women out here. I mean, we got little girls out here that one day are gonna glorify these girls that are like
they already
that.
Are it's really sad
it's very sad and that's what I see you know I got a 2-year-old daughter
yep.
my shit's different the way yep. I see this look if you want to go do that go do it man I'm gonna love you no matter what if whatever you do with your body but once your attitude changes with that
yeah.
once you think that you're too good for the world or
yeah.
you're too good for him or you're too good for her
yeah.
because
Preach
you
novel.
Fucking paid for this shit
mm-hmm.
or you have some dumbass old man
Damn.
That can't get pussy on the side because
Damn.
He's married to a woman
come
over here and give you money and then you think you're better than the fucking world nah bitch sit your ass down sorry Am I'm gonna use that word again sorry bitch sit your ass down because I ain't that shit don't fly with me
no
I'm gonna
agree.
Call out every
I agree.
Girl that goes and does that because we do have our youth out there
yeah.
we do have these young women looking up to these girls and if their attitude is let's say if their attitude's better about it you know
no
like,
matter
they do that for themselves like they do that to make them feel good about themselves, but the attitude's still the same as if they had the worst, like just a good attitude and they're good to people. You know, they're nice, they're friendly, they're loving. That's different than these other girls that are out there thinking they're better than the world. You know, we got mamas out here that don't have the money to fix up their bodies after they give birth to like one child, two child, three child, four child. Like, and it makes them like, how do you think they feel? They're over here feeling bad because they ain't got the money to to pay for the, or they ain't got a sugar daddy, or they ain't shaking their fucking ass and titties to get this new fucking glorified body, which looks fucking disgusting and is gonna rot in the end. It looks cool right now, yeah, coke body, whatever.
Coke body.
But no, this is a like an interesting topic that Rocky and I get into, because we go into like the girls with the stretch marks. He said I would never date a girl with stretch marks. Didn't you say that?
That you wouldn't?
Yeah. You said I was fucking lying.
I don't see you dating a girl with stretch marks. I see the girl you get in a very Victoria's Secret.
What is wrong with stretch marks?
I didn't say nothing wrong. I'm saying the girl he dates are like Victoria's Secret model, like little skinny things, pretty little in the waist, pretty in the face.
But
already you guys talking about that is sometimes the reason why some of these girls are so insecure.
No, well,
you're absolutely right, Ram.
I'm talking about it. I want to keep on preaching.
Okay, look it. I posted up a meme. Rocky was like, "You would never be with a girl like that." I love women with natural bodies like that. I love seeing like that stretch mark. I love seeing that cellulite. Like, I love all that shit.
Okay.
Because it's like a woman.
And it's real.
That's real. That's how a woman should be. Like, right. In my eyes, the way I grew up,
I
was raised by women. Nothing but women around me. So I saw my sister in a bathing suit. I saw my mom in a bathing suit. I saw my Nina in a bathing suit. I seen all these women that I grew up and I admired throughout my childhood, seeing them like that, regular bodies. They weren't.
Go, what? No, I'm gonna say like what Anne was saying. She's absolutely right. These girls are getting all these fake bodies and all that, but that's because us men, we failed by giving them the confidence. Like even some shit we do say is kind of shallow. But like I don't like they're how you said they're women, bro. Like it's our fault not making a girl feel secure and confident about herself. If the girl feels like she need to do this and that, because we fucking failed as men. Treating them like queens, and that's our fault.
Yeah,
that's where we feel. So we can't really complain about them getting fake bodies, which I will anyways. Like I'm not all into the fake whole thing.
But you
I
like get fake it because boobs.
It's
like
a security
boobs,
issue, and it's important for a woman to be secure with themselves.
Yeah,
and a lot of these girls do go out and they do these things, but at the end of the day, until you like, you're still ugly on the inside. Like if you don't fix what's on the inside and you're just worried about what's on the outside, you're still at the end of the day, it's still you still got some work to do.
I think like
no matter how much work you do on the outside, you have to fix what's on the inside. But I do believe these women are doing these things because
of the
stigma men put out. Like
absolutely, and
you know I don't even think it's the stigma men put out anymore, because a lot of these women that are doing it is the stigma from other women. Other women
that's
are making them
too.
Seem like I'm not good enough because I don't look like the broad over there.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know, it's not just men.
Right, but I'm just saying, but what you guys were saying about the stretch marks, like that just goes to show you would never date a girl with the stretch marks. What's wrong with stretch marks?
Hold on.
Novel never said that.
No, you said that.
No, I never said it. I said I don't picture Novel being with a girl like that.
Right, but because you even said
you're putting words in her mouth.
I'm not putting words in her mouth.
Yes, you fuck. Yet,
I put a meme out and he was like, "You would."
No, I'm not.
Dude, okay. He put a meme. Say the story, Novel, please, because she's fucking crazy.
I put a meme out.
I'm just going off
and
of
Rocky
what you guys
just,
said.
And Rocky just like
let him say it.
He said, "I could never see or something like I wouldn't lean towards that way." But I was like, "I would." You know, because I love that shit.
But it's not because that stretch marks or whatever. It just I don't think that's your type.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it. It was not discrediting anybody. Like you're making this feel way too fucking shallow, and it wasn't that. That wasn't even a conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was conversation.
In and out, and I saved it to talk on it. On
She's
the podcast.
Twisting it all crazy right
I'm
now.
I'm not twisting it. I'm going by with what you.
Wait,
said.
Hold on, because I have more to say about that.
Go ahead.
And I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
Drinking Monster.
Yeah,
but
it's glorified in a wrong way.
It's social media though too. It's a lot to do social media.
Oh, big time
and most
social
of
media.
It has to do with social media.
Definitely social media.
But like you said, if you ugly on the inside, no matter what you do on the outside. I found my point. Let me talk. Look at the women. Look at all the women that do this to their bodies. All right? Let's do statistics now. How many of these women are actually wifed up? How many of these women actually have a husband?
Damn,
and not just a husband, but a good husband.
It's good.
Not a husband that's just feeding him money and money and money while this dude's out with other chicks when he's fucking away from home.
That's so good.
You know, when a woman's like that and a man knows a woman. A man knows a woman just the way a woman knows a man. And when a man has a woman like that and he sees the ugly, she's just a trophy. That's all she is. She is just a trophy. That means that this man... Look at the statistics on like cheating. Usually a man cheats on their woman with a girl that ain't as good looking as their girl.
That's so true.
Why? Because this girl's probably has a better attitude, better energy, a better outlook on life, better goals than that woman that's just there standing looking pretty for the guy to have on his arm when he's out in public. That do that kind of shit, you know? So I'm not saying it's right.
I mean, it's just weird because I'm not going to say majority or anything like that, but like most people, most guys that cheat on their girls are with uglier girls. I think so. Yeah. The things I see, like, I'm like, why are you cheating your chick for? Like, not that I'm a sweet angel. Yeah. I'm just saying, why are you cheating your chick for? Your chick's kind of cute.
She's kind of. You can't tell the homie you got a bomb chick.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say it by your, in your head, you're thinking this, like, you're cute. Your chick's kind of cute.
She's funny.
She's a good mom. Like you're being with this fucking ugly, toxic ass chick. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I never understood that. And I think I never understood this. And I don't know. Like, let's say you meet a girl right now.
Okay. Right.
And let's say, or you meet a guy, Amris, or whatever, vice versa, everybody. Okay. And this person is being with you, but they have a boyfriend or girlfriend. So they're cheating on their
significant other.
Yeah, significant other, whatever. I can't even say it. With your fucking other.
Okay.
So, like, if they get with you and they're living with you, like, could you ever trust that person?
Never.
Never? Well, never?
Well, okay, I'm not going to say never.
Yeah, you can't say
never. I can't say never. But here's the thing, though. Why would I want to be with somebody? Because this has happened to me before, right?
Yeah.
Where I was dating a guy, and prior to him dating me, because we were friends before, he would cheat on his ex-girlfriend all the time. And then when I started dating him, you know, because we were friends first, and we just ended up dating.
Right, that played in your mind.
And, well, no, I was like, well, he would never do that to me, because...
Right.
I was a friend before, and I feel like before, and I felt like he would just never do that. But then later down the line, like, I'm not saying he cheated on me, but definitely did the same thing that he did when he would, like, talk to other girls behind my back and all that stuff. So it was just like he did exactly what I didn't think he would ever do that to me. Right. But
you thought you were special,
right? But it was the exact same pattern he did. Not to say that it was like anything with me, or it was that person. Yeah. So I don't know. That's hard and that's tricky, because you're always gonna have that in the back. And do I want to live like that? Yeah. Or do I always want
to? I think
thinking like
I
that.
I think that too. Just with the insecurity thing or anything. Like, okay, I hate talking to my ex. Whatever, one of my ex. I'll just say one of my exes, but some ex.
Right.
Going off with a long time. Mm-hmm. She was. And this is what I don't understand. And people always say this, and I don't think it makes sense. And this is why.
Right.
People say, like, you should be friends first before you get into a relationship with that person.
Get to know that person.
Yes, but to an extent. Because my ex, she was like my best friend. It's like almost like Amris kind of deal. Like if I was dating Amris, you know. But because my ex, when she was my best friend, I would vent to her. You know, before podcast and all, so I'll just tell her, like, girls I'm dating or everything. Like, you'll just, like, I'll just pillow talk.
She was your best friend.
Yeah, so she, like, it's kind of the thing that I tell you pretty much. Like, right. You know what I mean? So I would venture all the time. We end up hooking up because we were friends first, you know? We end up hooking up, and she ended up being my chick. But because she knew everything about me, mm-hmm. She knew the girls I'd been with, and some friends I was with were her friends as well. Mm. So the things that I've done, she never fully, like, trusted me.
Right.
Ever. Even after 9 years, she never trusted me ever, because she knew secrets about me, you know? And I think some things, like, I think, you know, your girlfriend should know everything about you, kind of, and to an extent, but, like, not everything, because I think she never trusted me. So our relationship, even for the whole 9 years, 8 years, not that it was toxic, but it wasn't really like a trustworthy relationship. So I think friends, yes, but not to an extent.
I guess for me, I was so naive, because I throw those things out the door, you know, whatever you did in your past, like, this is me. So yeah, I was totally naive. Like, you ain't gonna do it to me. Like, I'm different. We were homies first. Like, I know you, like, we're super cool. But then it was like, did it to me.
You know what, that goes back to insecurities, and that's that was an insecurity within her.
Not within me. I'm not talking about you. Yeah.
That was a long time you were with her. That's an insecurity with her. Yeah. She should have got over that.
She should have, because she should have right away. She should have went into it thinking, like, I mean, not saying thinking like me, because then it happened.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is those are the things, like, she had no reason not to trust you because you didn't give her reason.
I did.
Oh, did
I
you?
I would entertain, okay. like, I was like, all one of those, and that's what I know better now. Like, I'm not trying to be like,
innocent.
I'm not trying to play the victim on this time at all.
Oh,
like,
for once.
I would be like on a, thanks. Like, I'll be on a girl's post and leaving, like,
so
inappropriate
you
shit.
You made her insecure.
No, she always had it, but I didn't do enough to make her feel comfortable.
Right.
So like I never try to make it better.
That's important.
But it was just off to a rocky start. No pun intended, you know. But get it. thank you. But I didn't do enough to make her feel comfortable.
Was this at the beginning of the relationship?
The beginning relationship. You know what? I never did anything to make her feel comfortable until the very very end. Maybe the last year I was with her. I mean, not that I'm not one to say I cheated on her. I didn't do that, but entertaining stuff.
And look it.
When I embarrassed her on social media, and that's embarrassing, bro.
Right. Well, I mean, we've all probably done that,
of course,
as a male.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying here is she knew you as a best friend. She knew everything about you. She knew every piece of you.
Yeah.
All right. So for her to be insecure about knowing that, she shouldn't have been insecure about that at all, because she knew every piece of you.
Yeah.
If she didn't want to be with you, knowing every piece of you. If that was going to make her insecure, then she shouldn't have been in that relationship. You guys should have just squashed that.
Well,
no.
I feel like she wasn't super insecure, because I feel like if that was the case, she would have never dated you. But she dated you because...
Well, I always felt like when I was with her, I always felt like she always made me feel like I'll be like, wow, like she loves me.
Right.
Like she loves me. And
no matter what you did.
And our
arguments
would be about like me not loving her enough, or me not giving enough attention. Like she loved me like crazy. Like,
so you could take the blame for this one. You
all day.
Yeah, you just say you take the blame.
And that
Eight
was
years.
True. No, that was true, because even with when it happened to me, my past relationship, and I was like, you know what? Okay. I'm just going to forgive it.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, whatever. There was no actual facts that this person cheated on me, but I just saw conversations.
Yeah.
But that was enough, because there's emotional cheating and there's physical cheating. Either way, it's still the same.
It's still cheating.
Yes, exactly.
It's all about how you make the person feel.
Right. And then, of course, I got the apology and the begging bit. And I said, you know what? Okay, I'll forgive you. Like, it's cool. Let's do it. But then this person never did anything to make me feel secure. Again,
Rocky Nash.
Right. And so then I was like, you know what? You're going to create somebody that's not me. I'm not a crazy girlfriend. I don't want to check your phone. I don't want to do that. So I'm just not. I broke up with him because I just couldn't. I didn't want to, you know, be
right,
in
that's
that
a
type
smart,
of
that's a
negative,
smart thing to do.
Right. And I just, I'm not going to be a crazy girlfriend, and I'm not going to change my character just for a relationship.
And you know what,
so
Am?
That's awesome. I applaud you for that.
And you know what, Am? I was that guy. Not that I was cheating, but entertaining is almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So like, I would be that guy that pumping gas, taking my phone off the auxiliary, or like if my phone's charging, like I wouldn't even charge my phone when I was asleep. Like I'll just like my phone be tucked under my pillow kind of deal, not even charging. Like, it was pretty bad, bro. It was bad. But I wasn't cheating, but I was definitely entertaining.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Okay, because I've had a past relationship.
Okay.
And this person would always same thing. This is a completely different relationship. But like the phone was always just out, always, you know, nothing.
Awesome.
And again, I'm not a crazy girlfriend. I don't look at. But then out of nowhere, this phone started disappearing.
Little by little.
In the shoe, in the pocket.
Oh, wow.
Phone turned off at nighttime. Like all of a sudden. And so,
you noticed that stuff.
That's out of
control. I noticed it right away because it was weird. You're taking you're unplugging the phone and taking it with
you
to the bathroom.
You know, it got so bad for me, Am. It got so bad for me where like, I got me.
Those are signs, right?
I had.
See, and I knew that, but I just was
not
like,
that he was cheating,
what?
But
I'm
he was definitely entertaining
something that shouldn't have been. And
oh,
I just
for
don't,
sure,
yeah.
And let me tell you, like, so I, at one point, like, I was all happy I got the Apple Watch when Apple Watch first came out,
right?
First came out, but I didn't. I knew like if I had my phone, like if I'm taking a shower and the phone's in the shower with me, you know, like I want to rest and whatever, it's in there with me. If somebody texts me, it still goes to the watch. And if my watch is getting charged, she could look at my watch who's texting me or DMing me or whatever it is.
I know so many guys who got caught up that way.
I know too. I know too. So like my homie warned me when I got that, I go, dude, I already got busted for this shit. So I came to the point where I was taking my phone and my watch off the charger to go take a shower. No, so now like to cheat and be and entertain and be it's just too much work. Like I don't want any part of it, bro.
That's
I've done
a lot.
It.
It's just too much. And like,
I take your watch
and,
with you.
And I don't think my ex listened to my, like, but we had this conversation where I apologized to her. Like I did, like, that's, oh man, good. I was a bad person. But you know, when you first broke up, I played the victim. Like, oh, right. And I'll tell everybody the story why you broke up. Oh, cause she was insecure. This and this and this, you know, looking like a sweet angel I am, you know, whatever. And then you start believing your own lies.
That's true.
You definitely, and you tell a story so many times, you think it's a real story. Like, this is a true story I'm telling. Cause you said it so many times. It's almost like copy and paste story. Everybody, and then down the line, I just go, nah, like, you know, I was a this piece is of what shit. Really, and you know, I noticed that too, because the more and more I date, I do put girls to her expectation, how she was, you know, that kind of love and that kind of like all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I put girls up to her almost, and it's kind of like not even fair.
It's a pedestal that no one's gonna match.
It's that unconditional kind of love.
Yeah, like, no one's gonna match that.
So yeah, man. So I mean. I don't know. Yeah, guys, don't cheat. Kind of sucks. You know, yeah. Valentine's Day, like.
And yeah, let's just pump them up. Don't cheat.
Have you ever been cheated on?
You know what? I can't say I have, but I'll go back to my first engagement with the stripper girl.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't a stripper yet. She was just a regular girl. Regular girl. I hate when I say stupid. She was a human, you know, whatever it was. So, like. I'll tell a story real quick. We were engaged. Okay. I don't know if I said in season one, did I?
Season one, yeah.
Okay, a lot of people don't. So anyways, we were engaged.
Okay.
We had our own place in Corona. I had a regular job. I wasn't who I am today. I was just like more involved in my gang and my job and just a regular, like, I just want to get married. I was like 22, 21 years old. I'll be like 22, whatever, 23, whatever. And we were engaged. The wedding was paid for, bro. We're getting married like within a month. Everything's paid for, getting married. I was there. I wasn't a player. I was just a whatever. So she tells me, this is what happened. She told me, like, hey, I'm going to go visit my grandma in Monterey Park, wherever they live at. Like, you know, it's a Monterey Park.
Yeah.
And she going to visit my mom and my grandma because they live together. I go, cool. You know, I had to work. I was doing construction at that time. So I thought we had like 5 a.m. or whatever, you know. And I go, cool. So she calls me later. She go, hey, it's getting late. I'll probably just spend the night over here at my grandma's. Cool. I ain't tripping. Like, it's fine. You know, I trust you. We're getting married. Like, go ahead. I get a phone call around 12:31 at night from my friend Jackie, who's still my friend. I'm like her son's Dino. I'm a compadre. Mm-hmm. And she calls me, hey, your little fiance is here at the club. Like, I go, really? She's like, yeah, I'm at this club. It was in Hollywood. I don't even remember the club name. And she go, want me to take a picture for you? I go, no. And she go, oh, she's looking at me right now. She's looking at me. I go, okay, cool. Like, whatever. Like, it's fine. She go, okay, just letting you know she's here with some guys. They're at some table and they're popping bottles and blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. Not that she was cheating. I can't imagine. I don't know.
Okay.
And
Rock don't play that shit.
So she comes home that night.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't show up to the club.
Rock don't never been about playing no shit.
So she didn't spend the night. She came home that night because she, you know, she got caught, I guess. Right. Whatever. So she wakes me like 3:30 in the morning, wakes me up. And I don't know why girls call other girls little or whatever. So did your little friend call you? Like, you know, that kind of bullshit. And I go, wake
already
up.
Already.
And I go, yeah. I go, she did. She goes, well, honestly, you know, like, it was just really random. My sister wanted to go have some drinks, and we just went, you know. It wasn't a big deal. I go, it's cool. It's fine. Like, we'll talk about it in the morning, tomorrow. I work in the morning. Like, right. I'll talk to you later about it, you know. She's like, okay, cool. On the next day, I think she went to go with her sister. They went somewhere. I just packed a fucking trash bag pretty much, threw my clothes, whatever. I left everything at the house. And I never spoke to her since.
Ooh.
I mean, I ran into her like years later. I ran into her years later at like some party and whatever. Okay. But like, I told my family, listen to me. Like, I don't want to hear her name. I don't want to answer her phone calls. I don't want nothing to do with this girl. Like, that's it. The wedding's off. That's fucking it.
Because she lied to you.
I didn't let her explain herself to me. I didn't want to, like, even though she tried to call me, text me, all that kind of stuff. I went to my homie's house in Fontana for a little bit, and my homie lived in Kaipa. I was over there for a little bit. I didn't want her to find me. I just did my thing. Like, it's fine. Like, I just knew that trust is so big.
It is.
It's so huge.
It is.
And I go, from that moment right there, you lost my fucking trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to marry somebody that I don't trust. I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Right.
I don't want to hear. I'm not going to trust you. You know, so that was it. And did it hurt me? Fuck, dude, I was depressed. I was going to bars by myself. I was like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, fuck that bitch. I go, no, that shit hurt. Like, I was engaged. And I always say, people always say, like, that created who you are now. Like, kind of. Like, my trust, not that I don't trust chicks, but like, you guys know I have no tolerance for disrespectful.
You don't, yeah.
Disrespect or like anything like that. Yeah. Or that trust thing. If you lie to me, like, we're good.
we're fucking good.
Same.
And I'm like that. Like, and I'm so quick. And that's why it's so quick with girls. Okay, we're good. Bye. Like, it just, I'll drop you, like, really quick. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was my little engagement thing, I guess. And my finger says tatted right here on my engagement ring. My wedding finger says almost. Oh. See, his little tattoo says
that's
almost.
That's a cool tattoo.
Dang, I should get that one, huh?
Is that a Valentine story?
So that is not a Valentine story. No, it's just it? A fucking sad story.
Yeah.
Real people. Real stories.
Part how about yeah. you? Have you been cheated on before?
I don't know. I don't care.
So yeah, I can't say if I got cheated on. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. I know. Yeah, I don't know if I got cheated on. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
I've been. For sure.
For sure?
When, like, I mean, when I was younger.
For sure.
When I was younger, like, I know for sure I yeah. did. But, like, recently, again, I don't know. I've been told I have, but I don't know.
I cheated on most of my girlfriends. My last one, I didn't. When I was a long time. But if we broke up for, like, 3 weeks, like,
dog's out the door.
Like, we were on the break. We were on the break. Fucking Ross. Was it Ross?
That says we it? Were on the break.
We were on the break.
Yeah, it is Ross, yeah. huh?
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, it is Ross. Oh, then a break. Whatever. So, like, I want to come back with some Valentine's stories real fast, real quick. Yeah. But we need to go to commercial break and pay the bills.
Dot Hoodie. Our mission at Dot Hoodie is to change the stigma behind this controversial clothing item and bring back this American staple with a message. Be nice. It's not about race nor gender. When people see our message on the hood, it's a reminder that we are all the same.
We back in this bitch. We back in this motherfucking house. And I am juiced up again on my monster.
Navo, have you been cheated on, though? Like, you don't know if you've been cheated on?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can I ask you a really serious question and be honest with me?
Yes.
Like, be serious.
Very.
Like, eye contact with me right now.
Right now.
Have you ever cheated on any of your girlfriends?
Yes. All of them. Every single one of
them. Have you?
1,000 times each.
No, be serious. Not 1,000.
Novel is bad.
No, not 1,000 times, but you obviously cheated on them, though, right?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah. A couple.
Let me talk about this
no, motherfucking subject.
Everybody's not a sweet angel.
And yeah, I'm not a sweet angel. Get with me. Let's go out. Let's go on a date. I'm going to cheat on your ass, too. No. I'm just kidding. I'm not a sweet angel at all. You know, I got my devilish sides. I've done bad things or dumbass things and on good-ass women. But... You know, I'm not even saying I'm human or I'm a man. It's just I make dumbass decisions sometimes.
You're a
guy,
bro.
Yeah.
But is that an excuse? Oh, I'm just a guy.
Absolutely not.
No.
Speaking of
I just wanted more girls.
Because we had a meeting. The guests were supposed to have to take the massage girl. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't want her on the show. Like, it's fine. Okay. You know, I don't want the energy.
Right.
So besides that, but she did tell us because. She's a masseuse and she does a happy ending. She says like 99% of her clients
are probably married or in a relationship.
Yes. Like most of them are married and they're very successful men. So she says like for them, it's not like cheating. This is what they say.
That's absolutely fucking cheating.
It is cheating.
Well, let me tell you. So she said it's not like she's food too, kind of. She says it's not cheating because look at they come home from work. So they just want to go to the spa.
Right.
Get jacked off and they release their whatever,
and
you
they,
know,
they
and
they go home.
They go home to their families and their wife, and they feel good. Like, okay, I didn't cheat. I just got a massage with a happy ending, so
that's
I go home.
Cheating.
So she's helping him out. She's Captain Save-A-Ho.
Kind of.
That's
I mean,
cheating.
And so whatever helps her sleep at night, right?
I'll be damned if my man goes and gets a massage with a happy ending.
You would never know.
I'm just saying, that's cheating. Like, if I found out you went and got a massage and another woman is, like, jacking you off, like, come home. I could do that. Why do you have to go do
it
with someone
else? Well, Hightone got caught by Steph, and he got in trouble for jacking off in front of her.
He was jacking off.
Imagine someone else was jacking him off.
Yeah, I get the point.
No, but, like, would you like your girlfriend going to get
a
massage? No,
don't say that.
And her
getting finger-banged?
Getting her clit rubbed by the guy that's doing it?
You know, low-key, like, no. That's not even low-key. I said low-key, no. High-key, no. Like, no.
Okay, so it's the same thing. Like, if you wouldn't want your woman out there getting a massage by a man, and then he fucking starts rubbing, flicking the bean and shit, why would you go out in there and do it?
You know what?
And why would these men not just go home and, like, get it done with their wives and have sex with their wives and have their wives jack them off and suck their pee-pee?
I can't answer for every guy.
Yeah, you can't.
I just
really can't.
Some guys get off on that. Some guys do get off on it. Some guys just, you know. And the thing is, she said, like, for her kind of, in her industry, in her field, it's booming. like booming.
I believe it.
But it's booming because of this reason right here, because social media cameras are everywhere, so they can't to cheat on your chick now. It's so hard because somebody's gonna see you, like say me, you, Novel, me, Novel, or like we had chicks and we're cheating on our chicks. Somebody fucking see us, like are you vice versa? There's cameras everywhere,
yeah. Right?
So these guys don't have time to take these chicks out on dates and get right. to know them and blah blah blah, do the whole thing because they're gonna get caught now. Like so now, right. let me go to the spa, let me get my jerk off and go home.
And they feel it safely because it's like there's no one there to
nobody's there. It's confidential. It's very confidential. Like in a lot of escorts that you know. I know a few escorts that are they're friends. They're mm-hmm. my friend, I guess. You know,
I guess.
Well, they're my friends, but they're right, escorts. Right. Like, let's be honest, they're okay. escorts. You guys know who they are too, yeah. as well. So, they do the same thing. They be these married men. They get paid. The married man knows this girl ain't gonna say anything, and she didn't get paid. And he goes home happy. There's no drama involved. So a lot of like this is a booming industry, bro.
Right, and these are a lot of these men too. There's like a documentary on it too. They don't have sex with their wives anymore. Like they don't have like yeah. and they. That's sad.
Like I don't know. Like so that's why I said like I can't answer about for every man because every man had different situations. Maybe he's not attracted to his wife anymore. Right. Maybe this girl just a nagging ass chick. I don't yeah. like. That's not. I mean, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, no, not that. That's an excuse.
Well, they did, and it says something about that. Like men, like they need. You need to spice up their life a little bit.
Look,
you need to keep it interesting.
Okay, maybe.
And
for
then
that.
They get bored, and then they go and they cheat.
Nah, you know what? Maybe some men have that. I don't know. Maybe some of these men have an open relationship with their wives. So. Maybe he conducts true. That conversation with his wife and he's like, hey, honey, I'm gonna go get a massage today and she's gonna finish me. Like maybe some women will be cool with that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know every woman on the planet Earth, but yeah. I can only imagine maybe some women would be cool with that or maybe they wouldn't trip as much. And then there's some that would be like, what the fuck you going over there and you're getting jacked off by this girl after you get a massage? Like
that would be
if,
me.
Or maybe
that would be me.
What if that's yeah? Well,
I would trip.
You know, everyone's different, so we can't.
Or it's like how you're kind of saying like. You know, like you have a kid or something, or during high school. So like the parents then apart the house and drink at the house and smoke weed at the house because it's under their whatever.
Oh, under the supervision. Yeah.
So maybe a girl goes, you know what? Go ahead and go to the spa, get jacked off, but just come home. Like you're not cheating. Like you're not getting disease or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe some people are.
Who knows?
And this is Orange County. Orange County people are kind of like freaky like that.
There's a lot of people in open relationships.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a jealous type, but I'm a jealous type.
Yeah, I can never be in a jealous I can never be in a jealous relationship. I can never be in an open relationship ever.
No, like swinger shit and all that.
Never.
No fucking mm-mm. way. I can do. But let's That's get listen, man. Valentine's coming up this week. Let's talk about some nice stuff.
Yeah,
like some right. nice.
No more cheating.
No more cheating. Everybody's all fucking. Like you yeah. know, like I'm gonna watch him take his phone in the bathroom now. Like
everyone's all gonna be looking for the sign.
Hey, everything be all fucking broken up by Valentine's. Everything be broken up.
You're not doing it. We lost to the street scholars.
You fucking cheating asshole.
Taking your phone to the bathroom.
And the people do it.
Let me see your Apple Watch.
The people yes. doing it. The people doing the cheating.
Can I borrow your Apple? They're going to be like yeah. asking their can I borrow people, your though. Apple Watch for work? Not knowing that it's getting.
Oh, did you see that girl? She's on a media. She's like a news person or whatever. Uh-huh. So it was on the news. So this girl, she's married to I think like some kind of sports guy.
Okay.
I wish I knew the names. Jeez. Okay. So they had that Fit Watch, uh-huh. whatever. Uh-huh. So I guess like he was out of town, like on because he's a sports player.
Okay.
So he, whatever. So I guess their fit things are linked to each yeah. other. So ooh. It was like four in the morning, and she seen his heart rate was way up at 4 a.m. So she said like you're fucking cheating. Why your heart rate so up at 4 a.m. type of shit? So he got caught cheating, and that was pretty much it.
Wow. He could. I was at the gym
at 4 a.m. Novel.
There's maybe a lot of people that go off. At 4 a.m.
I mean, jacking off don't go that long. Like, jack off in like fucking quick 5 minutes or some shit. Like, I mean, if he's going, I mean, I don't know the
heart
whole,
rate was up for an hour.
Like, I don't know the heart rate, how long it was for, right. but it was enough.
There
for
was enough to the story suspicious. For her to know he was cheating.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Damn. So now, girls, dang. get your guy a fucking Fit Watch and okay. link it and wear it all the time.
You guys, yeah, link it.
Ain't nobody going. Me. Yeah, they're going to hate you. Ain't nobody listening to our show no more.
At the end of the day, like, I want to say at least 80% of our viewers are girls anyways.
Yeah, they're going to hate us.
No, the girls don't love us. We give them good advice.
Okay, then we're
you know what? I would
us.
Hear funny stories of girls saying that they would, like, I've never had the passwords to my ex's like phones, but some of the girls did, and they would like link their locations with their man, like, so they always knew.
And didn't even know.
No, and the guys didn't know, and they would know where they were at, caught them cheating that way, like.
If you gotta do that much stuff,
and just why be in that point? Relationship? I could not. That's like too much.
Guys, let's go into some positive stuff. Some all positive right, dating, man. Listen.
So, what would be your ideal Valentine's Day date?
On a February 14th type of deal, like for rose,
or for Valentine's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the day before or after.
Let's just say, what's your ideal date in general?
Ooh,
like
yeah.
Just fuck Valentine's
okay.
Day.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I just like you know me, like I like to go to hole in the wall bars and just have some $4 Coronas, have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like and if you're lucky and if I like you a little more, I'll take you to my little special place where they have karaoke.
Okay.
It's really cheap.
Your
mom goes there. Yeah.
She told me today actually.
It's like 35 plus and older probably right there. It's you gotta be like a hardcore cholo or like a Mongol or like a 1%er to go there. It's very if you're not
It's low key. I've been there before.
If you don't know any better, if you're like a regular average Joe that walks in there, you know, walk straight out. Like, yep. What? Cause even the girls are cholas. It's very hoodish, bro. Like, mm-hmm. If you walk in and that's not your crowd, you're going to walk straight the fuck out. Like, I promise you, bro.
I've been there that's with dope. My mom. But my
I love
uncle.
It. I love that. So I go to make people understand. Like, most 35 plus cholos or people that have been in gangs in jail. They have more respect than any kind of little young kid it's does. True. These guys know about respect. Yeah. They bump you, oh, compromiso, homie. Like, oh, like, you know, like, yeah. It's just very respectful. Everybody's there with their hyena. And pretty much everybody has two strikes. They can't strike out. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. So this place is, for a bucket of beer, it's like $20, bro.
Winning. Damn.
Winning, bro. Like, it's fucking winning. Every time I go there, and they're like, it's a karaoke bar, but the singers are like, professional, like,
yeah,
like if you can't sing, sit the fuck down, please, because you're gonna ruin the show.
Because, out of karaoke.
No. I do not want to hear somebody fucking sing terrible. I mean, I sing terrible. I know that, but I'm not gonna go on stage and sing. Like, I'll do it on a podcast. It's fine. But no, because they have real singers, and the real singers, they're like, it's like a concert. Like, you're all, wow. So it's like, man, I took you to a concert, girl. Got a bucket of beer.
Yeah,
we did it big. So I took like only like 2 chicks there probably, but it's amazing, bro. Like I always have a good time there.
That's a good percentage. Dude. Only 2 chicks out of all of them?
It's my place.
That's good.
It's my place.
So if anybody, any future girls go there with him, just know. Like,
it's special.
It's very special.
He don't take everybody there.
The tables are plastics or the chairs. It's very... It's very basic.
Yeah, I like bar. That.
It's very cool, bro. They're like the bartender girls are old.
We're gonna have to go. And where's your favorite place? What's your ideal?
Yeah, your mom goes there. That's right.
What would be like my ideal date?
Yeah,
what's your ideal date? For me, like if I were to go on a date with the first person, I don't
get your notepads.
Want to do the I am. Like okay, do you want to go on a date? Let's go to dinner. Like first, I feel like that's so.
And then you're vegan.
Yeah, but so for me, I like to do something like more fun and more interactive because you can see how like fun a person is. So whether it be like, let's go, I'm like being dead
miniature
serious.
Miniature golfing?
That would be great.
I actually
or like
miniature
an arcade,
golfing.
Like let's go somewhere and play games. Like I just want to do something fun. Cause
I ain't trying to play games, girl.
No, I do. I'm just to start it off because you can see how you can interact with somebody and like if your personalities match.
I'm a bad
and
sport.
Then if it goes to a second date, then like let's go to dinner, like that. But I like to do something more fun after. Like
right.
Let's go
like
do
interactive.
Let's go to the beach and ride bikes. Like let's go do something fun.
Oh, nice.
Just do something exciting.
What about my date with that girl? That long whole day date.
That's like my ideal type of date. I love doing stuff. Like that's just me. I love doing stuff. Like in my past relationship, they've been like, you just need to be somebody who all they want to do is just have fun. I'm like, it doesn't even have to be fun. Like let's go to an art show. Let's go to an art gallery. Like let's just do fun stuff. I don't know.
Have you been to the Museum of Tolerance?
That's not
yes,
fun.
Yes, a long time
it's
ago.
It's not fun.
It's not.
You monster. No. It'd take my first date to the fucking Museum of Tolerance.
It's sad.
Yeah. It's Novel. Fucking sad.
Your
what
ideal
the
date. Let's say you and that girl from my birthday dinner are going to go to Valentine's Day. Where would you take her?
I want to take Anne to the arcade now. You want to go arcade? Playing,
that's so fun. Let's
get some donuts?
You guys, there's an arcade down the
that's
street.
That's not a no.
Get some
there's
donuts?
An arcade down the street. We can
let's
go,
go
to an arcade.
Let's
it's
go.
Open. It's open till midnight.
Is she asking me now?
I think she's asking you.
Let's go. Open
I'm
till midnight.
You guys, we can go play.
Like an arcade bar?
Yeah. They only serve
we finna do that tonight.
Novel.
We finna do that tonight.
Your ideal date, because a lot of girls obviously like you.
No girls like me. My fucking DMs are dry. Me and Rocky talked about this earlier. He thinks my fucking DMs are wet. Full of fucking girls. He thinks I go on a date every day or something. I don't know what. He was imagining me naked earlier. It was kind of.
Was I?
I mean, were you? Yeah, you on the phone. He was like. Anyways, no, I don't have a bunch of dates, Rock.
Okay.
I don't go on. I can't.
Because there's one girl that told me she was talking to you and you. I'm not going to say it. I'm just around with you. Because you know how I'm going to go with that one. Not an ideal date, please.
I just told you.
Where?
The arcade and donuts with Aaron.
Oh, you're so cheesy.
You guys, would it be weird if a girl asked you on a date? How would you feel? If a girl's like, let's hang out. Is that weird?
No, absolutely not.
I got asked out a few times.
Yeah?
It's awesome. I love it.
I've never asked anybody out on a date.
But most of the girls ask you how to go.
Because people aren't asking me on dates. So I might start to asking people.
But the girl that asked me out, a girl that I want to go out with, like, hey, we should go out, hang out sometimes. Go, like, no, we.
And I always I'm like,
I'm not dating right now. I listen to your fucking podcast. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I always feel like that's going to happen to me. Like, if I ask someone on a date, they'd be like, actually, like, I don't like being, so I just would rather not. But I just wonder.
The wrong girls are asking me. And not that they're the wrong girls. Like,
I don't want to be that. That's why she ain't going on dates.
She ain't even opening that shit. She's looking at the profile first.
No, I'm not. I don't. I honestly, I'm not going to date anybody on social media. So you're right. I don't open it. Like, I won't ever.
Everybody
date
has. So, you have to meet them in person.
Yeah. I would rather date somebody that, like, I've, like.
How does that happen? How do
I
you.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
How maybe do
you
that's why I don't
date. How do you meet person? How do you meet a person in person?
You can meet. You can meet people through people. If you go like that, like, I don't know.
I just feel like if I seen a girl at the mall and she was cute, kind of foxy. And I go up to her and I go, what's up? Like, that's creep weird. Shit.
That's why I said through people.
It's weird that now. Is. Back in the days, what? That's what you had to do.
Yeah but like, that would be weird.
And it's so dumb because if you go to a club, because, you know, God forbid, like, everybody has their own fucking table now. You go to a club and go to another girl's table. Hey, what's up? Like, that's, oh my God, who's this guy at our table?
Yeah.
It's true. It's stupid. Yeah. It's fucking dumb.
Right.
So you have to meet through social media these days.
You know what? No, I think it's an age thing too, because I think, people that are more like our age, uh-huh. older generation,
yeah.
they'll still actually appreciate
yeah.
that. They'll probably right. get off on that even more. Not get off on it, but they'll probably, like, you know, they'll be
yeah,
more
no,
into
I,
that,
I agree.
That
I agree.
Social interacting.
And a lot of people don't have, like, that personal interaction. And that's why I think
ain't nobody
even
got that
on,
no more.
And on Instagram, I just don't trust anybody. Like, you could be lying about who you are your whole life. So I just don't feel comfortable dating any. I would not date anybody on social media. I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
What's the percentage of the viewers listening right now that met their significant other on social media?
A lot of people, actually. I know a lot of people who've met on. I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying, for me personally, I don't feel comfortable doing that, so I'm not going to do
that. Not with a girl you took on a date. You met her in person, though, right? Or social media?
No, in person.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
This was way back in the day, though.
When she was a go-go dancer.
This is MySpace days.
Oh, yeah.
MySpace days.
Those were good days. She was your top eight or no?
No, I don't remember. I had a top. There was like a top 19 at that time, so... And my whole top 19 were all girls that I was like,
yeah,
all,
for sure,
girlfriends and shit.
No, the girl I was dating was always the first girl. Here we go. Okay, we're going with that girl.
Okay, wait.
You move her from number one to number five real quick.
you're working your way up.
Yeah.
Okay. Dating a girl. What do you look for when you're dating a girl?
Ooh, that's a good one, Em.
You want a real answer or you want a cheesy answer?
No, I want your real life. Like, if you're, what do you look
the
for?
First
and not just
thing,
for fun. Like, a real, like, if
the
you were to
first
go
thing
find
I
a
look
girlfriend,
for
what was
in
the
a
first
girl?
Thing?
Yeah. Is attraction, physical attraction.
Okay,
that's the first thing.
I mean, you're
thing.
Being honest.
That's people that say
titties.
Differently are fucking
titties, right?
I'm more of a face person, bro. I mean,
face and titties.
I want them little in the waist and pretty in the face.
All right,
you know what I mean?
I like that.
Anything after that is like a bonus for me. As far as physical attraction, like as long as they're cute, like eye contact when you're climaxing,
cute. And
but
skinny
what else
in the
though?
Waist.
What do you want? And what qualities do you want in your girlfriend other than the way they look? Because looks only last go so long.
Woo.
You could date a beautiful girl and she
preach,
has an ugly
baby.
Freaking
preach,
personality.
Baby.
I mean, priorities for sure. Like, what are your priorities? Like, I want your long-term goal and short-term goals. Let me hear those. And I'll ask those on the first date.
I like okay. that.
But, you know, what's your five-year plan or what's your fucking month plan? Like, okay. Let's hear it, you know? So I want to know those. I want to know the religion. Okay. I mean, that's not, and to be honest with you, that's not like a what do you call it? Like, that's not a do or die. No. That's
like
not
a deal
word.
Breaker?
Yeah, a deal breaker. That's what it is. That's not a deal breaker. Like, I mean, I probably wouldn't date a Muslim girl.
Okay. Just because your beliefs are different. and it just clashes.
And it could work because we have friends that, and right? a Muslim and a Christian. And they're doing very well.
Right?
So I'm just saying that's not for me, probably. Right. I'm not saying it can't work for anybody else.
Okay.
But just for me, like, I wouldn't mind going to church and worshiping together and singing together kind of deal. That'd be kind of dope, you know? But that's not a... But she could be atheist she wants, I guess. Like, it just, you know, I would like to think that me being her life, I could probably change her attitude towards it. But it's not a deal breaker, once again. Like,
okay.
I would like that.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, if they have a kid, like, I want to see all the, you know, how, if you're a good parent or not, you know?
As far as being a mama bear?
Yeah, I want to see, you know, just, I mean, just it comes down to priorities, bro. Honestly, like, what are your priorities? Like, I mean.
So when you meet someone, you don't necessarily have like a criteria that you look for in a woman.
Not at all. Like, okay. I don't like.
But she'll be in a category though, right? Like after you hang out with her that one time.
Like I said before, there's some girls that I date and go on dates, and those are just play dates.
Right.
Okay. Like, I know for sure. It's not that I don't take them seriously. I just know that. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
It's not going to go further than that.
Just for whatever reason, like, you know, just for whatever reason it is, we're not going to, just not going to go there. I know, not that they're pretty, whatever, but I think their priorities are way different.
Right.
But that don't mean, because her priorities are different than mine, that don't mean we can't have a good time.
Right.
And there's some girls I go out with that, like, man, I hope this works out.
See potential.
Yeah, and you treat them a little different, mm-hmm. you know? It sounds stupid and shallow, like you treat them different, but like it is what it is, you know?
Well, you
like,
have different plans for them, so it's not shallow at all.
Yeah, it's just like some girls I'll talk to differently. Like some girls, like, they'll see like a cheesy ass me, like flirting like cheesy and mm-hmm. shit, and the other girl I probably really don't care about is having fun, like, I just fucking be cheesy ass lines, flirting and all that shit, and if I like a girl, like...
Like a copy and paste line?
Oh, yeah, exactly, pretty much. But a girl that I do like, she's not going to get that kind of shit. She's going to get some genuine shit.
That real shit.
Some real shit, like, you know, and I do date girls like that, and maybe I come out a little too serious because I'm trying to be serious, and they want more funny Rocky kind of deal, you know? So I got to kind of mix it up. I don't know. It's every girl I date is different.
Okay. Right.
You know?
Because you get a feel for them, and you see, like,
yeah,
where
so
they're at.
I can't say there's a blueprint for every girl. This is what I do with every girl. Nah, yeah, that's silly. You know,
different
what I mean?
Every time. Yes. What about you, Em?
What do I look for when I'm dating somebody?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Well, A, I don't really have a type. I don't because there's people that I've dated that like are completely not my type. But I think for me, like obviously you have to be attracted to somebody, but I feel like attraction can grow because somebody doesn't have to be super attractive, but their personality and everything about them can make them attractive. And that's honestly coming from, like, I'm being honest.
I believe you. You've been to ugly guys before. I've seen them.
And I'm just being honest, but just stop it. You're so stupid. But it takes me a while to get to know someone. So I can think somebody is super attractive, but doesn't mean I'm going to like them.
Thank you.
Really have to get down to, like, who they are, what their beliefs are. It's same thing with you. Like, what are their intentions for their future and their life? A lot of things. I don't know. I don't really have a personality. Honestly, when I go on a date or when I'm dating somebody, I want to make sure I can have fun with them.
Like,
we can have a good time.
Yes.
And because I'm kind of immature a little bit. I like to have fun and I like to laugh. So somebody who can like laugh with me and have fun. And
That's what I
could just be like myself with. I don't want to have to feel like I'm like, I just want to be myself at all times and just have a good time. I honestly look for somebody who I could see myself having a best friend. Like if we can be best friends and just have a good time and it could just be like us or... I don't know. That's my main.
That's what I left out.
I want a best friend.
I want somebody that has a fucking sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do have a choice, I want a girl that loves movies and could quote movies like Steph. I mean, I don't fucking have a crush on Steph.
Right.
But she could quote movies all day.
Yeah.
And I love that. We could just talk in movie language.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, that's a big
deal.
You
rebuttal a line with another line.
I talk in music language because music, I love music. So I could talk music all day. I love art. So somebody who kind of has, I guess, the same interest in me and that. But I don't know. There's different things that I look for. And when I am actually dating someone or talking to them, it takes me a while because I'm like really trying to get to know them and to see if I'm compatible. And I feel like love language is so important because there's so many selfish people out there.
What is love language?
So there's different types of, like, so for example, like my love language could be, or your love language could be, like you like people to buy you things, let's say.
You're making me sound shallow as fuck.
No, she's,
I'm using
she's
it
just,
as an
yeah,
example.
Oh, you're looking at me, though.
No, oh my God. Okay,
anybody,
you, Neville.
Me.
Yeah. Anybody.
Thank
you. Like,
my
your love language is
you, you little boy. I can't
gosh,
believe
it. Like, anyways, it's like example. You like somebody, yeah, and but like mine can be like words of affirmation, or mine can be like, you've never read the book the five love languages.
I have at the house, but I haven't read it.
Like yours could be.
Oh, ask everybody me that book.
Like yours could be physical. Like you just like
or,
being touched,
or you like to be
you know
touched.
What I mean? You like being massaged. You like mm-hmm. being hugged. You know, mm-hmm. or some of it's like you like. So you like a funny girl. You like someone to make you laugh.
Yeah,
that's
or you like somebody to tell you like things like positive things like words of affirmation.
Or very spiritual.
Or there's you know? Somebody who likes to spend time with like I like time. Like for that's, me, like my love language is time. Like you can buy me the whole freaking world and I won't care. I don't want anything.
You
from
want
you.
Time. You
I just
time.
Want. I want for me. I want somebody who's gonna like make time. And I get it. Everybody's busy. It's not about that. It's like what you're doing when you have free time.
Yeah, that's a love language.
So like that's a love language. And then like affection. I'm really affectionate. So like I like to be with somebody who likes affection. You know what I mean? Like that's my love language. Might not be yours.
Novel? Do you care?
Yes, I do care. What the fuck?
I don't know with you sometimes. Like you I don't care, like ooh.
No, I do care. I mean, we're all at that age where we already know what we like. Our standards are set high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a high ass standard. Yeah. So my standard is fucking way high.
Yeah.
Same.
My energy and my time, I do not give freely. Like, I'm not going to give my time or my energy to anybody freely. Like, you got to... I'm not going to say you got to earn it, but I got to be on a same
would you say
wavelength.
Wavelength, yeah. That's
like,
important.
I'm not
you
like,
have to vibe.
I could have... Not that I do, but I could have like 1,000 chicks in my DMs wanting mm-hmm. to hang out with me. And I won't hang out with one if I don't feel like they match my energy. And if I happen to even talk to them or have a conversation through it, it still doesn't give me like, I don't want to take them out. Yeah. You know what I mean? My shit, I put mine on a different pedestal,
but,
and you got to be at a certain level
and
to
I
hang
see,
out.
And I see the different ways, how I talk to girls different ways. I see a girl, like even if the girl's pretty, I see the way you talk to them. Like just like you could care, you could tell you don't give a fuck, like kind of deal.
Don't.
Like you'll say some crazy ass shit. Go damn, how are you fucking crazy as fuck? But you could tell you don't care for that person. Like you're just fucking around.
But it's not even that person. It's just that's my personality, and that's how I am with my family. That's how I am when I'm comfortable. And lately, these past few months, I've been comfortable with myself. So if I'm comfortable with myself, I learn to love myself. Obviously, y'all know that from the second season. I don't give myself. I'm not going to give myself up for someone that I can. That's only going to be fucking 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Right.
I don't give a shit if you 2 feet in. If I don't feel like it's all the way there, I can't fuck with you. I can't give you my energy. I can't give you my time. I can't give you my love. Like, my love on a different level. Like I'm always going to love you. I'm always going to have love for you. But for me to give you all of me, that's on a different level.
So you wouldn't go on like a date, like fun dates at all? Because that's your
no,
time.
No. Yes and no. It just really depends.
Yeah.
Like you told me that one time when you were like, all these girls are after this guy and you're just like not even paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't pay attention.
You should pay attention.
No, I know. But I'm just saying that's not what I'm looking for. Rocky's like, you have all these girls are after this one person, and this one person is like attracted you and you're not even paying attention, you don't even care.
But you like, I don't, you know, like, sometimes when it's like instant, or not even an instant where like you start hanging out with them, but it's an instant where it's like a zing, and you already know that if you were to get close to this person that it will work out. So sometimes you kind of keep your distance because you're not ready to be in that realm with that person.
I kind of know. I get that feeling, like not right away with a girl. It doesn't really happen that often, but it comes down to this, that feeling when you get where like you text them and the three dots, they're about to reply and you just can't wait
yeah.
for them to reply. Like
yeah,
that
like,
kind of shit.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
And it's like, it's that thing. It's that feeling you get where like not even when you're texting, but I'll just go back in a thread and just read where we fucking text each other. Just to like you know what I mean?
You're a romantic like you are very
romantic.
We
all, not everybody does that?
No.
What?
So like, if you're into a girl or vice versa, you're into a guy. Like, you don't go back and read your whole text threads? Like, if you enter them, like, oh, like, Is that weird? I'm the weird person here?
No, it's not weird. I'm just saying, like, you romanticize a lot. Like, when you are digging a chick, you dig them. Like, you're all the way in. You're all the way out there.
I am.
So you buy them flowers. You send them gifts. If they have a long day at work, you'll send them food. Like, you're all the way out there. When you fuck with a girl, like, you fuck with them heavy. That's with you. Like, you're super romantic when it comes to that. Like, you give them your all. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not. It's a good thing.
Sounds terrible.
No. It's a good thing. But when a chick just or a woman doesn't give you that back, you cut them off right away.
Right away. Quick.
And it sucks because maybe I'm not gonna say it sucks for. It's more on your part where it sucks because you do all that, and they don't come back with that. Or maybe sometimes it's them. Maybe they take a step back and maybe they're not ready.
Well, that comes back to, I mean, you didn't listen to it. You didn't.
To our last
episode, it was about communication.
No,
in the beginning.
I understand that. But look, okay, let me just.
No, go ahead. You're doing good.
Okay, look, Rock goes on a lot of dates, right?
Yeah.
Some we talked about this before. Some girls aren't going to take some girls aren't going to take him as serious, right?
Right.
But the ones that do, if you listen to it and you already got the cheat codes, when he starts doing all this romantic shit for you, when he starts going all the way out and giving you his all, don't push back. Look, if you're not going to go out with Rock on that date and you don't have like a future plan to like where you really like him, because Rock knows. That's how he knows to separate the girls from having fun and the girls that he wants to like try something out with, you know?
You're going to feel that.
You're going to have that energy between you and him. You're going to know like, all right, this is a different date, different setting. If you're not ready for him to go all out, just back
don't
up.
Wait,
don't go on the second date because it's too many times already the past couple where you're doing all this shit for a woman and then they back it, or, you know, and then you just leave them like that.
No, I mean, I want to say the other one, like, I don't want to get into that one, but I'm saying a girl will know if she's a play date or a real date.
Yeah.
Because I don't hide it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't like if you're a play date, you're going to know you're a play date.
The play dates are play dates. That's cool. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the girls that you actually like. If they already know.
It's common sense.
Yeah. You already telling them. You're already saying like, yo, you're not in this category. You're in this category. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm not taking anybody on any other dates. I'm just trying to be with you. And then how many times has that happened where they're just, it like backfires on you?
Fuck, well, I'm single. So
and that's what I'm saying. Since we started this podcast, it's been a few.
It's been like three, probably.
It's been a few.
It's been one. Well, you know what? Two of them were lesbians, so that don't even fucking count. So it's probably just, let's be honest.
It's been one every season.
Let's be honest.
It's two, been one every season.
Let's be honest. It was probably three chicks. And two of them were lesbians. So, like, maybe I'm barking up the fucking wrong tree.
Yeah,
maybe.
Me.
Yeah.
What am I dating lesbians for? I need to stop kicking you in this house. I need to stop going to You're Not Down. Some booze.
Like, that's like my
and
mom.
And now he wants
my
DJ MGB.
My mom.
Oh, no, I do.
What the fuck is wrong?
I do want MGB.
I'm done. I'm done backing you up.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
You love the lesbians. You do.
Right. Well, the femmes.
The fence.
I don't want a chick with a fucking fade. No offense. no offense to the homie with the fades. I'm just saying. There you go. If I sick ass comb over and shit.
You're already on Grindr.
So I mean, you know what? I just feel like we didn't do a good. I mean, we'll do next week Valentine's more with DJ IGV.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys are gonna talk about.
I don't want
like after Valentine's.
I don't want to hear her fucking. Romantic story is gonna bug me. Like, should we have her on?
Because are you gonna get jealous?
You know, like, I don't know.
I mean, she's single too, so we're all gonna just have our talks about being single anyway. So it's fine.
I like liking her because I know I can't be with her, so
that's another thing that's Rocky's issue.
Oh my god,
romanticizing over girls
because Rocky is so like he'll think he likes someone, and then once they actually start liking him, and then he's like, oh wait, I don't like them. Like, you do get like that too, Rocky.
I do, Bubba.
You do.
What the fuck? I'm just throwing my shit out there. No, I do. And you know what? I think
that's
like,
that's your issue, though. It's like, you have to, and this is what I have to tell you, is like, you have to take your time. Like, yes, you like these girls right away, and then you start doing this for them, and do this for them, and do this for them, and then you get upset when it doesn't go your way. You just have to, like, take your time. Take it slow. Maneuver.
Like,
you're
be you. You're acting
be
like,
you.
You're acting like I like all these chicks. I don't like most of the girls that take out on me. I don't like. Like, the only, if I like them, I talked about them on a podcast and everybody knows who they are.
Right.
It's very like, it's not like, I went on like, how many dates is, like last week? I went on a few, but I don't like any, I don't like any of them. Like,
I
they're listening.
I know. Shit.
But they're play dates. We go all have good conversation, have a good time, some drinks, mm-hmm. and we go home.
And you
fine.
Know what?
And there's actually nothing wrong with that.
Jinx.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, there's I'm not. Talking about when the girls that you really, when you really do like them, though. But listen, because they also know what you're doing.
You
too.
You guys both know me. You both can't say that I like a girl right now.
No, you don't.
You guys don't, because you guys know. You guys would know if I like a girl.
Yeah, you don't.
Very, everybody would probably know on a podcast.
Yeah, you don't like a girl.
You know? Everybody would know. You put your shit out there.
I don't
other.
Like anybody right now. Am I excited about a date next week? Kind of, because she seems kind of cool. But I don't know if it's a play date or a real date.
I'm always
I don't
like,
know.
Yeah.
Because I'll pull the caller after this podcast, and we'll pull that. Like we're very supposed to have our first phone conversation.
Ooh.
So I mean.
I like that there's steps within Rocky's dating life. There's the first the messaging, then you exchange numbers.
Well,
and
I like
text
how slow you're taking.
You gotta
one.
Go. I do it if I do the same steps with everybody. By the way, like so, this girl, like I mean, if it's a play date, we just meet up and it's fine. You know what I mean? But if it's a real date, like before we go out and meet each other, we're all gonna have a phone conversation.
I feel like phone conversations are so important.
So this would happen. Maybe a few weeks ago, whatever it was. I was talking to some girl, and we're texting, whatever. We're supposed to meet up some other day, whatever. So we had our first phone conversation, and it was so we got to on a phone conversation. You get to know each other a little more. Blah blah blah. She's telling her story, so she tells me she has etcetera amount of kids, which is fine. I don't care. Like I mean, whatever. It's fine. But I got to the point. She says she's going through a divorce. Okay, you're going through a divorce. I get it. That's still fine. Cause all this stuff you talk, you can't really text and DM. You have to get on a phone and listen and talk. You know,
right.
So she said she's going through a divorce and so on and so on. I'm like, okay, like I dated chicks that said they're going through divorces before and they're really not. They're being little players. But this girl's really going through a divorce, which is like you know, maybe you need to find honestly, you need to find yourself first. You're going in the middle
she's
of divorce,
gonna need time.
You know. And then she says like her ex is a girl. So I know, fucking lesbians, dude, I swear. I need to get a
Well, lesbians move fast. So.
What are lesbians like?
Hey, lesbians move fast, though.
Well, lesbians are a different species. Guys like you.
So
you're liked all around the world.
So I think because she's, not that that scared me away because her ex is a girl, but I think like, I don't think you know who you like, guys or girls yet. I think that this girl needs to find herself for sure. First of all, you need
especially out of just getting
first of all, get finalize the divorce first and then find out if you like guys or girls. Like, right. But like, I feel like that's how Novel said, like, and I don't want to do a play date with this person because I don't want to do a play date with someone with a lot of kids. That's right. Not fair either, though, right. Like for her. You know what I mean? Like, most play dates are chicks that don't have fucking kids and all that, you know? So a chick is like, let's just not waste our time. Like, you're cool. I'm not going to do it. So
that's cool.
It.
Yeah.
That's
with dating, it goes back to, I think we need to be right within ourselves. And then, like, last week.
We talked about this.
Communication.
I wish you were here yesterday, last week.
Communication is so key. Like, you should communicate with
exactly
the partners.
What I
want to sock him right now so bad.
So bad. We actually said this. And,
exactly.
And
no, I know.
Actually said, like,
all
you
last
have to
week
be,
was communication.
Yeah. But
I wasn't here to talk. Let me speak my shit.
Well, go ahead, player.
Go ahead.
Damn. Communication is key.
I don't. You know what? I don't know how far we're into this fucking episode.
It's
man.
Fucking long.
That's what she said. Not to me, but somebody. Yeah. So communication.
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Don't buy Apple Watch if you're gonna be a cheater.
Oh my god.
Those are the keys.
Figure out each other's love language.
Love language, and categorize them. You know, put play dates and real dates, and let that person know if they're a real date or a play date. Like, you know, it's some fun. It's going to hang. I think the key word for me, and I'm learning, and we always discuss this kind of, what's the difference between a hangout and a date? I think play dates are hangouts.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go hang out.
Yeah, that's a play date.
Let's go hang out. I think it's a play date.
Yeah.
And not that play dates can't turn to road dates, because they could.
Right.
They definitely could. but let's call it hangouts. Let's call play dates hangouts.
See, for me, that's I think that's great because I would rather do hangouts first before even going on dates. I would want to have play dates and hang out before I even went on a real date with you because then I get to actually see like who you are, how you are.
If there's no kissing, it ain't no date. It's a hangout.
Exactly.
If you're not showing like affection, if there's no kissing, if there's no...
You got to feel chemistry.
That's why I would want to do a play date before I even went on a real date.
You're hanging out. You're getting to know each other. That's way before a date.
Yes.
You know, that comes way before a date. But some
people are right when they meet someone, let's go on a date. And then already it's a date. It's like weird. You don't even get to...
But Rocky and I talked about that last season too. Like our ideal date was at a coffee shop. Because you can
best date ever.
It's cheap,
yeah.
And then you can sit across from each other or right next to each other. You're all and tweaked talk out, about it.
Caffeined.
Yeah. There's not loud fucking music there. You're not at the movies where you got to be quiet. You're not high as shit unless you smoke before you fucking.
Like a coffee date, it's gonna cost that date's gonna cost you about $10. Super cheap.
16 if you get some pastries.
Let's say $20 balling in the coffee shop.
Hell yeah.
$20. You're gonna be it's like a coffee date, and it lasts like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, right. 2 hours tops, bro.
And that's a good.
You're not gonna date. You don't have to Uber. You're not gonna wake up with a hangover. It's gonna be like it's cheap
during the day,
and if,
or the morning.
And honestly, if you could last 2 hours or you could last an hour
with a conversation,
a good conversation, mm-hmm. it's the best thing. You know what? Maybe take her to dinner next time.
Yeah, that's
and you're not wasting no money. You're not wasting your time.
Yeah,
it's just perfect. If it goes bad, you're out $20. Without a hangover.
And you're able to see if you guys even vibe. Like, exactly. If it's even there.
And if you can't everything. If you can't vibe and conversate on caffeine, then, that's yeah.
crazy.
There's no there's no second date or first date or whatever whatever the fuck you want to call it. And you
can't force chemistry. Like,
yeah. You can't. You're going to feel it right away. Exactly. You're either going to, like, feel it, jump in it, or you're just going to feel it and let it
And that's go. What happened, though. I took Marlo out. Remember? We talked about it on season one.
To the Drip.
Yeah, we took to the Drip.
The Drip.
In Chino Hills.
Drip, Drip.
Yeah. So
you're dripping she so talks, hard right now, by the way.
Thank you. She talks very well, and I talk a lot too. We're caffeine now, and we got a religion, so on and so on and so on. So it was a really good conversation. Like that's probably too good of a conversation. So that's why I got into her a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, but like. She's a homie now.
you like when you start vibing with somebody yeah. and the chemistry's there, you're releasing these endorphins that actually like
Ooh.
Make you connect. No, it's true. It's okay. like you really do.
It's and your then energy, it makes you like, that's and then what connects. And
then yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's great. It's such a good feeling.
The endorphins were dripping that day.
I bet they were super high.
They were so dripping, so crazy.
I can't with the drip. No,
the drip. You snort on the podcast?
Maybe I may have.
Yeah, so we went to the Drip. It was kind of cool, but I think coffee dates are cool. But
coffee dates are always cool.
I'm gonna go to a Yard House though.
Coffee dates, cool. Yeah, that's cool. Even a picnic.
There's flies and there's the grasshoppers.
Depends on what season you're out.
I don't know. I don't want to eat at a park. It's
check
dirty.
And check sandwiches.
So you like so Amherst like
you can have a picnic on the beach.
So Amherst likes fucking museums. She likes art. She likes music and picnics.
Yeah, like, and arcades.
Arcades.
And arcades. And donuts.
Miniature golfing.
And I donuts. Love donuts. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We can go, like, race cars, too. Like bumper cars.
So
everybody are listening to cars. I hope you guys have a really good Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Wherever you're going. I recommend you talk to your significant other.
Significant.
Significant other. I said scent, huh?
This is Street Scholars.
Yeah. I'm the street. So your significant other.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Talk to them about going the day before or day after. Like it don't be the 14th, go on the 13th. Keep it soon.
It's better to go on the 13th or the 15th.
Keep it soon.
Oh, dumb. Our caffeine's wearing out. We're all crashing right now and Rocky's getting a FaceTime video.
Oh.
Say hello. Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, no, we're still recording. Let me call you right back.
Anyways, y'all have a beautiful, I was going to say Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
Valentine's Day with your other.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Don't be
Valentine's
spying on his
Day.
Apple Watch or her Apple Watch, you know. And just love each other, you know. If you're going on a date for the first time with somebody, just have fun. Have an open mind about it. Have fun with it. That your mind should always be open about your dates. Like just
and girls,
have
like
fun.
Honestly, like don't be too picky. Like, if you don't take you to a certain restaurant or something, like just be thankful you're fucking even going out. You know, yeah. And a guy don't be just
yeah, because girls like
and guys
be, out.
Be thankful that she even say yes
I
for
won't be out.
And guys be thankful she even say yes to going out with your ass. Just make the best of it.
And write each other Valentine's Day cards.
Those hey, these coffee shops are going to be lit on Valentine's Day.
Go to the Drip for Valentine's. Go to the Drip, you know?
Go eat donuts.
Oh, that's after the Drip.
Mm. Or afters.
Ooh, I love afters.
God damn.
Guys, we are out. I don't even know where this podcast went.
We were all over the place.
It was awesome.
It was good.
I think we had ups and downs.
So now
we're going to go ahead and blame Rocky's guest for not showing blame my guest. For this
time. Damn it, lady.
Show.
And I didn't get a massage. We're all assed out.
She wanted to massage you on the podcast. But I go, look at you.
That's weird.
Naked.
That's
really
fucking weird.
You both get naked. Then you have oil all over you. Like,
but we weren't trying to have you naked and oil. I didn't want to see
you
naked.
That'd be weird. Yeah, you'd be weird getting a massage and just
that's your date. Why the hell would she want to massage me?
It's not my date. What the fuck?
Or weren't you going on a date with her?
No, until she was honest with me.
Oh. So you try to throw her my way?
Until she was honest with
fuck?
Me?
You think I'm Usher? This ain't my way. Get out of here. Let's go. Cut this shit off. We're out. Happy Valentine's, motherfuckers.